Man, there's some faggot shit on here, man. I told you there's some fags.
What's hey, right? Fags,
you got
man.
Your dildo ready. You got your dildo ready. You tell us all about it.
I'm going to fuck you with a John Holmes dildo.
What the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Yay. Hi, everybody. What do you say there, partners? What do you say there, you big bastards? You sons of bitch? I'm glad to see you all here. Madhouse Radio, Madhouse Live, whatever you call it. Madhouse? I don't know. Different things to say. You can call it whatever you want. I don't care. I'm Carlito, I'm the guy. I'm the dude in the chair with the hat. Over on the Skype machine, satellite link up is the Milk Man. Milk Man, hi Milk Man.
Oh,
yay.
Hermanito.
So good to hear your wonderful melodious tones, man. I'm excited, man. I got a feeling this is just a feeling, but it's a prediction. So we're gonna have a phantasmagoric show tonight, man. I am fucked, baby.
Yay,
Milkman. We got short tonight, big brother.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Milkman, once did you use the toilet yet tonight?
I'd oopy.
You did? That's good. Me too, man. Just
I made an oopy.
I made a very dense shit. I've been having something weird. Milkman, I don't know if you know about this. You're a very healthy man. My poop's been coming out like really dense, like rocks. You have any suggestion for that? What can loosen up my bowels? I don't know.
You're dehydrated, dude. You're not getting enough moisture. You're waiting too long to go. One or the other. Probably waiting too long to go.
And maybe that's why I have a headache all the time lately. I've been having a lot of headaches.
That
I got
why.
One right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right. You think?
Because that is actually a poison to your body. Okay, and like if you wait to go. What it does is it reabsorbs that water, but it also keeps you in contact longer with what you're trying to get rid of, which is considered a poison to your own body. That's why it's got to go.
It's got to go, man. You got to get the poison out, Milkman. I hear you, man. You got to suck it out.
That's right.
I might have to have Athena suck the poison out like a snake butt.
Oh. Then do the paperwork, and it's all over, man. Simple.
No, if she's sucking out the poop out of my ass, I don't think she has to do any paperwork then, right?
Poopy oopy, buddy.
Thank you, Milkman. You've become a 5-year-old. Thank you. All right. You sound like my 5-year-old nephew, Poopy. That's his favorite joke. Is Poopy Kaka.
I'm only 5 years old, and don't make fun of me.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway.
Which now?
We got a lot of things that I'm excited about. We got a lot of pranks to play. We're not going to do nothing but play pranks. We're gonna have live pranks, of course, but you know how things are at the beginning. There's not really nothing in the news that I want to talk about. Gee, god damn it, that song. It was so fucking loud. I gotta take that out. God, shit. Anyway. Excuse me. So I did want to play our prank from last week at some point. Milkman, you were around for that one.
Yes.
The pizza delivery prank, the high-risk delivery, a lot of feedback during the weekend on that one. I was very happy with it. If I must say so myself. Great, great prank call. One of the best that we've ever done here, I think, on Madhouse as a whole. It was good. A lot of people in the chat room. People are starting to show up, send in your prank requests. We got several prank requested pranks already. Be sure to send those over at madhouselive.com. We are on the extended Madhouse Radio Network. That's here in madhouselive.com. Of course, also Cacti Radio. And
Cactus.
And Blue Planet Prank Hosting Call Network. Blue Planet US. Big Ted, he's tuned in, I believe, or he said he was.
Yes, sir.
He said he would be. Yeah, man.
Man, I love Ted, though, man. It's so good to hear him, man. I hope he gets back here tonight.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. Also, I wanted to mention, I've been trying to plug this for Jin as much as possible. Everybody, when you get a chance, go to, be sure to add Jin Stewart's fan page on Facebook. Go ahead and click on the like button over on the Jin Stewart fan page. He's starting to let it spread like wildfire. Like,
what's better than gin and juice?
Nothing. You know, God. Yeah, and well, hey, I came up with a drink on Thanksgiving, and I made a mistake. I was listening to that Thanksgiving show this last weekend, and I made a stupid mistake. I said that I was drinking a gin and tonic, and added peach. I said I added peppermint schnapps to it. What I added was peach schnapps. But man, it tastes really good. And I thought I invented it, but it's actually a drink. It's called the it's called a peach blossom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it a fuzzy? That's not a fuzzy navel. Fuzzy navel is like an orangey thing, isn't it? Or peach?
Yeah, I think you're right, man. I'm not an opie, man, so I don't know.
I don't know much, but I looked it up. It's called a peach blossom because you know gin blossom. And peach schnapps, yeah. So they call it a peach. It's really good. I'm telling you, when you make a gin and tonic, add just a little bit of peach schnapps, and wow, great stuff.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Good first date drink.
There you go, man. The new mojito for the night.
Mikey 129 says it's a good first date drink. Mikey 129, is it a good drink to drop a roofie in?
I do want to ask you one thing, man. We never did cover, and I never got a chance and didn't remember until now, man. Did you guys have Coquito this year?
My parents did in Orlando. I did not. There's a dearth of Puerto Rican stuff here in this town that I live in. No pasteles for me this holidays, and no Coquito, man. But hey, I do have news for you. I'm working downtown, you know, in the city that I work in. I'm working in, and there's not much of a downtown, but it's a downtown area. And I haven't had any real Latino food, Puerto Rican food in a while. And I was walking and I saw Arepa City, like arepa, like what South Americans eat. And I walked in, it's a Venezuelan, restaurant, but they have some Puerto Rican stuff. And I had tostones.
Oh, wow.
I had tostones for the first time in a year. I was excited about that, and they also had fried yuca, and I thought about Milkman.
Oh my God, yeah. No, yuca.
Yeah, they have fried yuca. I didn't try it yet, but I was like, oh shit, fried yuca, and I was like, Milkman.
Oh, that's one of my ultimate favorites, yuca and green pig, man. Those are one of my two ultimate favorites.
Yeah, man. Ted is in the chat room. Ted is saying Motherhood. It's funny, the place that I work at, I think I'm... There's only four Americans, including me, there. Everyone else is Indian. And all I do all day is just think about Banchud and calling them Banchud Madarcha just for joke. And but they're really cool, man. And then one of them was talking to me and my coworker, and he said he was going to make chicken. And I said, chicken tikka masala? He goes, yeah, you know Indian food? Like, yeah. Chicken tikka masala. I said chicken tikka masala, papadoms, pilau rice. He's like, yeah. And I, because you know when I do my calls at the Indian places, I always say that. I order chicken tikka masala, papadoms, pilau rice, and then banchud. You know, that's the fourth one. So I was laughing to myself. I told Athena about that. She laughed. She thought it was funny too.
There you go. The bases of the pyramid, man.
Yep.
The major food groups.
Totally.
Including Bancho.
You got to cover all your bases, even your sister fucker. Hey, so speaking of which, Jin Stewart and Indians, Wanted to bring up here that Jim Stewart also has a new new YouTube channel.
And, awesome, man.
Now, I told you about Milkman. Did you get a chance to listen to them, or have you not?
Yes, dude. The guy is sick, man. I love it, man. Yeah. It's so cool, man. He's on the tube.
He is. He is definitely on the ball and on the tube. This is one of the shorter ones. This one is called Family Fucker. Later on, there's... well, there's a funnier one. Nunu said I should play this one, but it's one with older people. But I want to play Family Fucker first, and we'll play the other one later. Everyone, be sure to go to Jin Stewart's YouTube channel. It's he says Jin Stewart on YouTube. Subscribe to his
page. Of good and plenty of Jin Stewart.
Listen, what I want to say, listen, everyone was listening on the podcast or live. You know, Jin was gone for a while. He got a little disillusioned, and he's fine. You know, it took me a while. I had to groom him into coming back on Madhouse, and he fell back in love with prank calls, and he's doing really good. All these pranks that he posted are really good, and he's done some good pranks on our show. He's excited about it. So as
he knows about the beatings we took, man, with the computers and all that stuff, the cops and the shit, man. You know, so
yeah.
Fortunately, though, he came back into the fold, brother.
Exactly, but everyone, be sure to support him as a community. Let's all support Jin Stewart so that he stays excited and he keeps providing us with good prank calls. He's a member of our family here at Madhouse, and some people were asking. He's not going to be here for the next few weeks because he is he's an athlete. He doesn't want us to say what sport he is, but he's training for the Olympics. Actually, I'm not joking when I say that.
No, the dude is in like extreme shape, man.
He's an athlete. Yeah, he's
very skilled.
Yeah, he's very skilled at what he does.
Much more than that.
Yeah, he is. And as you all know, the Olympics are in 2012 in London, and he's actually a part of one of the UK teams. We're not supposed to say what sport it is, but his real name isn't Jin Stewart, of course. I mean, you're not going to be watching, NBC and like it says, Jin Stewart. You know, you're not going to see that, but. You're not even going to know it's him, but he's in busy, intensive training right now, so that's why he's not going to be with us for the next few weeks. That's why when you hear him on the show and he's like, I'm up, I got to go to training, but I can be around for a while. That's what he's talking about. But hey, blah, blah, blah. Here's a Jin Stewart
real
call.
His name does start with Jin and ends with Stewart for his real name, folks, but we can't tell you the rest.
We can't tell you the rest. It's actually Stewart Jin. Anyway, here we go. Like Tuck. Like talk.
Oh man, dude, I can't believe you said we got to blurt that out, man. That's got to come out, dude. We got to go back and remove that. So if you missed it, too bad.
Fuck, Jen. Now here we go. Let's play this. Family Fuckers.
Texas.
Yeah, how are you?
How are
you? Excellent. I want to come over and get a taxi over there.
Where from?
From your place.
Yeah, where to?
And I want to get inside, and I want to pee all over the, over the seat.
You want what, sorry?
I want to pee all over the seat.
What seat?
The driver's seat and the back seat and the front seat.
What are you going to do that for?
And over the driver and the steering wheel and the gear stick.
What are you going to do that for?
And the brake. Why not?
Yeah. Eh?
The dashboard.
Yeah.
And the exhaust pipe.
Well, come on, then. Come and do it, innit?
And the windows.
Well, come and do it, bro. That's what you're talking about.
Bonnet.
Come and do it. Yeah.
And into the boot. The boot. Yeah. But to pee everywhere. And also.
Really?
Yeah. And onto the tires.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll pee a little puddle and the car can drive through it so that I can get some splash underneath.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Can I do all that?
You can do that, mate. Come on in.
And after that, if I've got any pee left,
truck
I'll come
number,
in and I'll pee on you.
Truck the number.
And I'll pee. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get his number.
Put
the tracking system on. Get the number.
Who the hell are you talking?
Put the tracker on and get his number.
Yeah.
Put the tracking system on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carry on, mate. Yeah. Keep going.
Who the hell are you talking to?
There's nobody in the office,
you idiot.
Keep talking, my friend. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah. I want to pee all over you.
What are you gonna pee on your mother's fucking fanny?
I would like to pee on your mother's.
No. Go pee on your mother's fanny, innit? If you like peeing, go and pee on your mother's fanny. Yeah, and then we'll lick a fanny out for you, yeah? How's that?
But after I peed on it?
Yeah, so I'll lick out, Baba. Because you're a dirty bastard, so we could be dirty bastards, aren't it?
Yeah, you're
obviously,
a dirty...
Obviously, you've got no moles, have you? You've got no moles. You've got no morals, you're a dirty bastard. That's the way you've been brought up, isn't it? To fucking be rude to people.
I'm not talking about peeing or drinking pee, you idiot.
No, but it's, you fucking hell, you're coming, brother, your mother.
What do you mean, you fucking swearing
mother,
shit?
What kind of mother, brought you up like this? What kind of bitch was she?
My mother is your mother.
You what kind of parents did you have?
They're your parents.
My parents are not your parents, mate.
Yeah, we are
so
brothers.
Brave, if you feel so brave, why don't you come here to the office?
We are brothers,
what are
my friend.
Why are you hiding behind a fucking phone for?
Why are you swearing at me, you cunt?
Aye? Come to the base, innit, brother?
You son of a gun.
Yes, I'm a son of a gun. Come to the base, I'll fucking show you the son of a gun. Come to the base.
I'll come right now and I'll punch you in the mouth.
Come right now, you fucking Indian prick. Come on then, you fucking punk.
You son of a bitch, you. Don't bloody
bring
shout,
your sister,
you
bring your sister,
son of a.
Bring your mother,
hey!
Bring your
hey, you son of a.
Bring
hey!
Her, out,
I'm coming immediately
on
that. Son of a bitch!
Come on then, bring your mother.
Dad.
Bring your mother. Fuck up your ass. I want to fuck in the fanny. Bring your sister. I want to fuck in the fanny as well. Bring your mom, mate. Bring your whole family. Bring your mother. Bring your sisters. Bring your auntie. Bring them all, brother. Bring them all now over here and I'll fuck them all, mate. Okay.
But they're your family. They're
come
your
on,
family. Oh,
I'll
son of a bitch.
Family, I'll fuck my family. Bring them here.
Yeah, you
bring
dirty ass. You
come
rascal.
Bring them here, you son of a dog. You fucking hoe. Taxis.
Yeah, it's me again.
Bring
I'm going to
just... Mate. Bring your mama, come on. Bring
my mother is your mother.
You fucking cut.
Yeah, I'm not fucking back again. Hello.
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 Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm right.
Sorry? What do you say?
Yeah,
how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
Yeah. What's going on over there?
All right. That's one of Jin's new pranks. That's family fuckers. He's got this thing where he keeps saying he has a fantasy about peeing in the taxis. Milkman, I wanted to get your take on that. You drive a taxi. Before we go any further into that, Ted Webb's here. Big Ted made it. All right. Ted, did you bring your sister? Did you bring your sister, Ted?
Yes. My sister is your sister.
Thank you.
Welcome, ghetto.
Well, we're at it.
Milkman doesn't pee in his cab. He has a... one of those little bottle urinals.
Yeah. He's got a Gatorade bottle. While we're at it, we got UK Ted here also. All right, UK Ted.
Hey, Captain. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
So I'm actually off work tonight, and I've got I'm as high as it can be off some African coffee, so we're good to go.
Wow, African coffee. Is that what they call it?
Nice.
Fancy. Is that the one that, like, the little animal eats and then poops out?
Oh, the one, yeah, which one is that? Yeah, I've heard of that.
Guano coffee.
Yeah.
The guano.
Camel coffee, it's good stuff.
Oh, boy. That's gross. Yeah, they said the monkeys eat the coffee beans and they poop it up as part of the process. That's not bad, you know. Monkey's body is a beautiful
thing. Yeah, it's no worse than eating honey. That's basically bee shit, isn't it?
Bee sperm. No.
It's
bee barf. It's not, but honey isn't bad. Honey's the only food that does not spoil. I don't know. I saw that this week. I don't know where, but I saw it this week. I don't know why.
Yeah, they found honey in, like, ancient Egyptian tombs.
Yeah.
It's, like, 3,000 years old, and the honey's still good.
Yeah. Wow.
That is true.
Still edible.
It has a natural preservative built right into it for the bees, and it's a food. And then it's actually capable of being stored like that for many years. And like I said, it's old, I guess, centuries.
Many years? We're talking millennia here, man. If it was ancient
Egypt. They used on wounds back in the old days before there was real medication because of its analgesic properties.
Antiseptic properties, yeah, you're right. Good point.
And I'm sorry, antiseptic properties. Like peppermint oil, as some of us remember.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm a big fan of the peppermint oil.
The coffee you're talking about is called Kopi Luwak, and it's the world's most expensive and low-production varieties of coffee. It's made from coffee berries that have been eaten by the Asian palm civet and shitted out, and then cleaned and roasted. Sounds delicious.
Well, they're cleaning it. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Yummy, yummy. All right. Well, and what about royal jelly? I hear that's like a special honey.
That kind of gives a new meaning to chock full of nuts, doesn't it?
Chock full
of nuts. Oh, my God.
You know, have you heard of royal jelly? I guess royal jelly is like a special jelly that's only for the queen.
Yeah,
queen
Americans aren't allowed to eat royal jelly. That's just for British.
Oh, whatever.
No, actually, it's a very good food. It's called queen's food. Whenever a drone
one of the workers are wanting to be turned into a queen, they feed it the royal jelly. That's why it's called royal jelly.
And that's what causes it to become the queen. That's amazing, isn't it? It's just eating that right there, it does it.
Yeah. The enzymes in it. And it's very good for your health, actually. I like bee propolis is another good one. Royal jelly and, of course, the honey.
I know where I got the honey talk from here recently. Sorry about the sound. I'm trying to, the Orlando Magic are playing, and I don't live in Orlando anymore, so I'm not in the regular. You know, I can't just turn on the TV and get Magic games anymore. I have to watch it on pirated internet streaming feeds. Well, he had a choice. But in order to do that, I have to sit here and watch the commercials. You know what I mean? I got to watch it. Yeah, it's not, I don't get it. I'm on the website I'm supposed to play, but they're showing another game. They're not showing the Orlando Magic game. This sucks. What time is the Magic game? Oh, it's at 10:30. I thought it was at 10 o'clock. Holy shit. 10:30 at night. They usually don't start them that late, even on the West Coast. They're playing the Golden State Warriors. I know most of you don't care about NBA, but I'm
well, dude, they're lucky they're starting it at all, man. After this showing they put for this year, man, there's no real basketball, is there?
I don't know. It's an aborted season. It's a mess. I don't know. But, you know, the last time this happened when they had the shortened season, it was actually really exciting because it was so short, and they were more like on an even – they all kind of were tired and – out of shape, so they were, you know, they were more on an even level, kind of, so to say. Anyway, so yeah, that's that.
I mean, all that Starburst, man.
Anyway, I might play. I will play one or two more of those Ginster pranks. But like I said before, be sure to check those over on YouTube. Anyway, Milkman, I was going to get your idea. I know last week you talked about there's a fee for vomiting in the taxi. Is there a fee for peeing? Has anybody ever peed in the taxi at all on you?
It would be the same thing. Any type of soiling, whether it be in your own panties and on the upholstery or whatever, any type of soiling, but yes, now, it would apply as well.
Would you clean? Because you said you cleaned the vomit. Would you clean the pee yourself?
Yeah, I'd clean the pee, man. I'd put the $250 in my pocket.
So you clean pee for $250? Okay, all right. Cool. That's good. What about poop? What if someone shit in the back seat? Would you clean that also?
Oh, that would be a little tougher, man. It'd have to be like a relative or something, man. So maybe like I got my uncle to shit in the back of the taxi. That might be cool.
Now, what if it was the one?
What if a very heavily pregnant woman got in your taxi and then you just got afterbirth and child and feces everywhere? How much would that be to clean up?
Oh, I'm sure it'd be $250 because there'd probably be a lot of blood. I mean, if anybody's ever witnessed a baby come in the world, there's a lot of blood in addition to other fluids.
No, I have not. I don't think I'm going to want to ever see that. Even when my wife has a kid.
You got to see it once, man. It's like it'll change the way you look at the world, man, and how precious life really is. It's amazing.
I don't know. I hate to say it, but, you know, Ted, you don't have this problem. You got snipped. We talked about this on the air, your
what?
Procedure. Yeah, it's not you, the other Ted, the real Ted. He got snipped. You know, he did. He talked about the whole procedure, and it was kind of that was good radio, Ted. When you gave us the whole story about how you went to get your vasectomy or whatever, that was a really good story. It was a good time.
It's a very noble thing to do. Well done, Ted.
Yeah.
The world is overpopulated.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. Yeah, he's a big fan of Bob Barker, and he took it to heart. So
good. Yeah. Good for you, Ted.
Good on you, Ted. Is Ted even here? He's drinking white wine. He's drinking red wine with his wife already, I think. He left us. Anyway, he's connected. We'll see if he comes back. Anyway, so yeah, there you go. Very good. Let's see if we got any numbers here coming in from New or anybody else's.
We got to go over the current events, man. Since we was on the whole prank about urinating in taxis, mm-hmm. Does anybody recall the urination of the Marines on the dead Taliban corpses?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
now
did.
A live video. It's actually a video. It's on the net.
Well,
cool,
I haven't
actually.
Seen it. I heard about it today for the first. I don't know how long it was making the rounds, but I was listening to the radio.
Oh,
they were talking about
like
it.
Last night. I heard about last night after it was 2 hours, man. So, well, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. DDT looks pretty good, man, you know, laying down there accepting.
Well, I haven't seen the video. I don't know if the video is like really bad or something, but as far as I can hear, I don't think it's... What's the big fucking deal? Well, are you against it or something? Like, I don't see what the big fucking deal is.
Somebody called it one of the best pieces of propaganda for Taliban recruitment ever.
Whatever. You know what? Like, here's this... You know what my grandfather, he fought in World War II?
These guys went around beheading people, okay? But, okay, so we got pissed on. Oops.
My grandfather fought in World War II, and he had a picture taken. He showed me a picture once of a swastika flag, you know, a Nazi flag, that him and all his buddies in the army had, you know, shit on. And they took a picture of it. They were standing around this Nazi flag. They all took a shit. I'm not kidding you. And what's, you know.
They
shat on it. And
amazing is I was actually at the Royal Engineers headquarters a few months ago, and they have a huge, like, one whole wall of their headquarters is devoted to a map of Europe. Yeah. With the swastika on it. It's like it was stolen from the Nazis, basically. It's like the spoils of war.
Right.
And, it's just like pride of place. It's a real war trophy.
Yeah.
I just love the image now, but at one point it was probably covered in shit.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, I mean, this is war, first of all. And, yeah, I mean, they're out there getting their asses handed to them. You know what it is, Milkman? When I heard the reaction that came out from the Pentagon regarding this, my thoughts... Where if you know for like what's going on right now, what they're trying to do in Afghanistan, the Obama administration and the current military leadership they already got us out of Iraq, and they're trying to wind things down, to hand things over to Afghanistan to pull us out of Afghanistan. Mostly, I think it's just at this point to save fucking money because our economy is so bad at this point, which makes sense, but. We're trying to play nice with the Taliban, and for the last several months, we've been having negotiations with the Taliban for a ceasefire and, and releasing prisoners over back to Afghanistan control instead of American or British control. And it's even gotten to the point where I believe last week they finally negotiated that the Taliban have an office in UAE? I think Dubai. They have an office, like a legitimate office, you can, you know, where they can have meetings and negotiations where, you know, with like an actual Taliban represented office for the first time. From what I understood, I think they wanted to have it in Saudi Arabia, and there was a huge, big what to do, and Saudi Arabia said, no, sorry, we can't do it. Probably because of the fact that the majority of those 9/11 hijackers, quote unquote hijackers, were Saudi Arabian. But yeah. I think United States is trying to wind things down when it comes to this war in Afghanistan, and they're trying to play nice with the Taliban, to be honest with you. They're trying to make friends with the Taliban at this point.
Well, I don't see the British leaving Afghanistan anytime soon, though. I mean, I've actually been... I'm not sure how much I should say over the radio, but I've been looking into joining the military myself, so I spend a lot of time with other officers and talking about it. And the British, they're so short of cash. Mm-hmm. They simply... When they go to foreign countries and set up bases, or when they set up facilities or any refueling stations or anything like that, mm-hmm. They will not build anything to last any longer than it has to.
Really?
Like if they're going to be in a country for a week, they'll build a very temporary shelter.
Okay.
If they're going to be there for a year, they'll build facilities that will last for them a year.
Mm-hmm.
They won't build anything to last longer than it has to, simply to save money. The British Army is
cheap.
Really strapped for cash.
Okay, got
it. Yeah, it is
right.
Cheap.
Yeah. Well, that's... Okay.
It's efficient.
Yeah, efficient.
But the British facilities in Afghanistan, Camp Bastion, for example, the stuff they've built there is going to last for 20 years.
Wow.
And it's been there for 10 years now. I don't see the British leaving Afghanistan anytime soon.
Well, it isn't a technically NATO operation, you know, from what I understand. Isn't that what it is? Afghanistan is officially NATO, isn't it?
Overall, it is under NATO command, but it's divided into areas. So the British have Kandahar, they have Lashkargah, they have obviously everything around Camp Bastion, and then the Americans have their areas. So it's autonomous, semi-autonomous regions under an overriding NATO control. But really, the real power, the real authority is being passed over to the ANP and the ANA, the Afghan National Army and Afghan National Police.
Yeah.
And the theory is that we're going to slowly pass control over to them.
Yeah, but it's going to go brilliantly. Just like it's going to go in Iraq.
That,
yeah. What's going to happen in Iraq is Iran's going to go right in and fucking... They're going to fucking invade. They're going to fucking influence the North. They're going to kill the Kurds. and they're going to fucking go in and start influencing and taking over Iraq. That's what's going to happen in Iraq. Iran's going to fucking do some shit. Whatever.
Make yourself damn quesadilla.
There you go. Hey, good to hear from you. Hey, listen, what is the British beef with the Taliban and in Afghanistan? Because, you know, what is it because of the subway or the underground bombings? Is that why they're involved so heavily there?
So many.
Well,
in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, bear in mind, this is the fourth time Britain has invaded Afghanistan.
True. Good point.
The fourth time. The British invade Afghanistan, like, every 50 years.
For the, what do you think, is a heroin thing? A poppy thing? What's going on here? I don't know.
Traditionally, it was because Afghanistan was a buffer zone between Russia and India. Okay. And when we owned India, the Russians wanted to invade India, and they were going to travel through Afghanistan to get it. Gotcha. So the British had to control Afghanistan in order to control our assets in India.
Okay.
That's for historical reasons.
Right.
This current invasion, obviously, that was... US-led invasion, and we basically just followed suit because we do what the Americans tell us to do.
Yeah, you know what you know what I'm thinking is, if it's a NATO operation primarily, what's Turkey's take on the Afghanistan war? Are they even involved in it? They're a NATO signatory nation. I don't know.
It's possible. I'm not certain, but I believe I wouldn't be surprised if there were Turkish soldiers there.
And the only reason Turkey was in NATO was they were a buffer from the Eastern Bloc. We need to create that buffer between Russia and and Israel and that part of Europe, Greece, and all that stuff. And
the whole thing is an organization called ISAF, which is the International Security Assistance Force, and that includes the ANA and the British and the Americans. Whether Turkey's involved, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
plus the world counts on Turkey to continue supplying sex slaves.
You think so? I don't know about that one.
There's a great front line show. You got to look at it. Sex slaves, man, and where they're coming from. And most of them are coming from Eastern countries, and they're hustled into Turkey. And then, like, that wonderful Turkish restaurant owner we talked to, they're very much like that. And that's a trade there. And it's a world trade. Lots go to Germany, all over the world, Arabia, different countries. It's pretty fascinating. Look it up sometime. Frontline sex slaves.
I'll get on that. Thank you, Milkman. I will. Hey, Ted, are you monitoring your server? Can you give me because my stream watcher here that tells me the number of listeners says it's your server's offline. Is Blue Planet up? I think it's an error on my end. I don't know what's going on with Radio Toolbar here. Ted, are you there? I thought Ted came back. I thought I heard Ted. No?
I think he was there for a minute.
For a second he came back. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing, I'm sure we'd know by now if we weren't on either of the networks, so I think we're okay. Okay, well, Nunu and Tabachi are misbehaving in the chat room. They're being mean and nasty because we're not doing prank calls, so I guess we'll have to, as Nunu says, stop talking about sensible things. Gregulate is going to slit his wrists if he has to hear Milkman any longer. Very nice, Gregulate. You hear that, Milkman?
Wow.
That's about how I sound after 10 minutes of a phone conversation with Milkman. Or Artie.
I got a shout-out from Tombstone. He's listening. He wants to say hi to everyone.
Hey, Tombstone, creepy guy. How you doing? We're still working on that.
Is your boyfriend yet?
I don't know. Everybody, if any ladies listening out there, if you want to go on a date with Tombstone... We're looking for a girlfriend for Tombstone, and I forgot his Gmail account. He's got a Gmail account. Look him up. Tombstone, let us know what it is, and we'll get on that. Anyway, so hey, let's go ahead and take a look at these Request a Prankses and get on it so that we don't lose our listeners, our jerk listeners here. Wanted to say also a big thank you to everybody who's in the chat room right now. All of you are doing very well. In particular, Big Myra, Myra Mains, who I've decided to name as the queen of the forums. The MadhouseLive.com forums, which all of you should be participating in. I'm going to thank everyone.
Yeah, speaking of the forums.
Yes.
I posted a message on there a little while ago, and it said this message won't be posted until it's been checked by the moderators.
You know,
that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm having trouble. It's when I turn the settings down, the spam just starts coming in. When I tweak it up one little step, it just starts blocking people for no reason. I'll go in there and I'll moderate that. I'm still trying to tweak it up. I thought about leaving simple SMF and going to PHPBB or something instead, but I think we'd lose all our posts. So I wasn't too excited about that. I don't want everyone to have to register again. I don't know. Hey, Ted, eating a turkey sandwich over there? What's going on? You don't eat turkey.
No, I'm eating a damn quesadilla.
Quesadilla. Give me a damn quesadilla.
Gosh.
A quasi Billy.
Yeah, did that start?
Apart, man. I'm not Mexican. I can't make it right.
Did that cartoon start yet? The Napoleon Dynamite
it's like,
cartoon?
This weekend, I think.
Is it? All right, cool. Nothing like a cartoon about a cult movie that was hot 6 years ago or something?
Yeah, it took them a while to come out with a freaking cartoon.
Tell me about it. Okay.
I'm impressed they managed to get the actors for it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what else is that hater kid doing? Isn't his name Heater? Header? I don't even know how to pronounce it. He's not a kid, but I'm saying the guy, the dude. All right, so... UK Ted, you sent it a number here. I see that I've figured out Carlito's real first and last name. He wants to use my initials. Very nice. Oh, are you trying to say something?
When I donated to you years ago, ages ago, you said my real name on live. So I just wanted to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's all right.
Oh, well, I would edit it out if I knew. Sorry. Okay, hey.
It's all right. The more of a fuss I make over it, the more obvious it becomes.
Okay.
So I'd rather just let that one slide. Maybe the fans can find it.
You got it. All right.
And harass me.
All right. I'll cut it out of this episode. All right. So listen. You found a number on Open Book. Cool. All right. You don't have Facebook anymore. Can't check the info. Stacey Gonzalez. This is her post. Hey guys, just letting you know I have a new phone number, blah, 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 blah. Getting my license this week and now officially looking for a job. We will be moving in March. Yay. All right, good. Awesome. If the phone loser listeners out there can help me out. By the way, I'm wearing my phone loser shirt that Brad sent me for the holidays. I forgot to wear it up until now. I forgot. I want to say thanks to Brad Carter for sending me this shirt a few weeks ago. Very nice, very comfortable shirt, dude. And I'm thinking about making an investment here in Madhouse. I'm going to buy a lot of t-shirts, a bundle of t-shirts to sell. So I might be coming up with this design here. I was talking to Tuck about some designs. If you folks would be in, let me know if there's any interest, if anybody out there would want to buy a Madhouse Radio t-shirt.
Can I submit a design?
Sure, yeah, that's fine. No crayons.
I'll definitely buy a t-shirt.
Yep. Small all the way to 10 extra large. Yeah, that's for me. I'm a big fat. Okay, so I got that number here from you. But before that, I do want to announce. Last week I was talking that I was trying to find the number for the angry Asiatic black guy, and I found it. And that's actually who I want to call right now. Before we go any further.
Do you still have the number for that pizza lady that you called last week? Because she was a riot.
Call the pizza lady.
The pizza lady from last week. I don't know that I... Yes, I do. I should. I should have it on in the chat record. I'm pretty sure I do, yeah. Yeah, man. Why? I think
I should... Kimchi horse-flavored pizza, man.
Yeah, they... Actually, I have it right in front of me. You know why? Because of the voicemail they left. Let me see if it's this one.
I left you a voicemail.
The very effeminate sounding husband.
Hey, fuckface. You're such a fucking piece of shit. The police have been notified. You're such a fucking bag of garbage that you would just fucking try to hack in and hustle people and steal fucking shit. How fucking dare you? You're a waste of fucking carbon, you douchebag. Fuck off. Piss off.
A waste of carbon?
Yeah, I'm a waste of carbon.
That's amazing.
You know, we're not that much carbon. I know that carbon's the most abundant, you know, whatever in the galaxy or the universe.
Carbon is the basis for organic life, man. So without carbon,
yeah,
no life as we know.
Yeah, but humans aren't that much carbon. Like, you know, have you ever seen like where they'll take your body after you die, they'll turn you into a diamond, and like a human body becomes like a little minuscule diamond that you can put on a ring. You're not that much carbon. You're more water. Isn't that what we mostly are? Is hydrogen? That's
mostly water, yes.
Hydrogen
and
oxygen.
Carbon is essential.
The most abundant element in the universe is hydrogen.
Hydrogen? I thought it was carbon.
Yep. Nope, hydrogen.
Well, it's because hydrogen's a noble gas, so everything evolves from...
helium's not noble. Helium's noble. Hydrogen
okay.
is not noble.
Your mama's noble.
Reactive.
Your mama's noble, Milkman. Ah, that's right. It's true. She's noble. She's a very noble lady.
He's from noble lineage.
Oh, I don't.
Milkman
is royalty.
Maybe I lied. Maybe I don't have this number now. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Is this the guy that you wanted to charge $30 deposit for a high-risk neighborhood?
No. This is this guy... No, the guy that I'm talking about is the Asiatic black guy who got really mad at me for talking about Malcolm X, and he got his other, like, they were 5%ers. You know what those are, right, Ted? 5%ers?
No, what's a 5%er? $1.99.
They're like, Louis Farrakhan kind of followers, you know? They're like, you know...
Hmm. Are these the ones that celebrate Kwanzaa?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of like that, yeah.
Salaam alaikum.
So, how like them so
long? They started the original motorcycle gang.
I know why, because I'm looking on a brother man. I saved it as Angry Asiatic, I thought. Let's see.
Let's call a taxi company.
Okay. Tell me when to pee.
Yeah, tell me when to pee in Milkman's cab.
Yeah. I'm sorry for acting so slow. Well, I don't know what is with me. When I start the show now, I just like the bullshit, because it seems like... About this point in the show is when we have our most listeners. People finally get in. I don't want people to miss anything, you know.
Well, since I'm off work tonight, we could call my hotel.
Oh, nice.
Here we go. I found him.
Get me fired.
Who's that?
The black guy. Mr. Black.
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Alaykum salam.
How you doing, brother? Listen.
All right.
We talked a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago. I don't know if you remember me. My name is Cross. I had some stuff on Craigslist.
On Craigslist? I think so.
You're very rude to me with some other angry-sounding Asiatic man.
Yeah.
So what was that about? Why were you so angry at me?
He on the other line now. Let me get him on the other line.
Oh, yeah. I have some questions for him. Hello?
Is he calling Black Up?
He's calling for Black Up.
Let me know if you want Black Up.
Is he going to call me back? Because he can't call me back. I don't know. He's just planning it right now.
Thank you, PBX went down.
He's got a PBX.
Yeah, he's got a...
his PBX went down. Not bad. Crazy asshole.
Did he put you on hold or something?
I think he went to explain to the other guy what was going
on. Hold on, I'm going to three-way him now. Hold on.
All right.
Freeway.
Hey.
Hey, holla at a player.
He's dialing him. Cool. All right, we'll hang on for that. Bubba Johnson in this.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, brother? How you doing? How you doing, brother? We talked a few weeks. We had a quarrel. We had some ill words for each other. You remember?
Yeah.
Well, me and you had a quarrel. You talked to me for about 20 minutes. You were upset because I had said some things. You said that I was wrong about Jesus. Remember?
It's coming back to me.
All right. I had some things on Craigslist, and then you called to help me out, and then you got mad because I said, I asked if you were a black, and you said that you were Asiatic or whatever. Remember?
That's what I am, Asiatic black.
Yeah. Sure you are, buddy. Hey, listen. So the first thing I want to do is apologize because you told me that Jesus went to Egypt, and I said you were full of shit. But then I read on the internet that Jesus did, when they went after the firstborns, after he was born, you know, in the Day of the Innocents, that his family did escape to Egypt, and he did live some of his formative years in Egypt. So you were right. So I wanted to apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Are we cool?
Okay, well, what else you need me to straighten you out with, dude?
Well, bean pies. Any recipes? Any suggestions?
What you want to know about a bean pie?
Well, how do you make a bean pie? What kind of beans do you use? Garbanzo beans?
Have you ever ate bean pies, though, first?
No, I've had beans and I've had pies, but never bean pies.
So why would you be interested in knowing what happened?
Bean pies, though?
Well, because I'm trying to learn about Asiatic culture. I like fried chicken and things like that, watermelon.
Oh, come on now, the watermelon. You really going to go there, the watermelon, the fried chicken?
Well, no, this is African food from Africa. So
it ain't no African food. Fried chicken comes from Africa.
From what I understand, let's
break it down.
The cleanest water in Africa. There's no clean water in Africa. So but luckily water grows on melons there. So you can actually, that's what I understand. So what they do is they pick the watermelons, and that's how they get their water.
How do you figure ain't no water in Africa?
There's
Africa
water, but it's all water. There's water, but it's all dirty. It has poop in it from the elephants.
Oh well, this what I'm saying. Now come on, now we need to debate on something real. Now we're not gonna go off into no watermelon, no chicken, because where that really come from? Now we go in your culture, y'all come. Now, white people come from caves, right? Now, we know this.
That's not proved, though. That's not proved.
Y'all was not cooking food back then. We had to show y'all how to eat food to cook it.
Okay.
But really, we are vegetarians.
Okay.
They cook it up.
We are really vegetarian, and meat is not good for you.
But where did the Africans go wrong?
I already know.
At what point did Africans go wrong? Because they have all these resources now, but all they do is fight each other. I don't understand. If you guys are so smart, why can't you figure that out?
No. If we keep the white people out of Africa, they can get it together over there. But if we keep letting white people come in and steal the resources,
having
families battle with each other, we're gonna continue to have problems.
Okay. All right. And are you're a 5%er, right?
No, I'm not a 5%er.
So what are you exactly? Can I ask?
What are you?
I'm a Christian. And Bubba Johnson.
Shut
up. I'm a Christian, too.
What if you found out you had a percentage of black in you? Would you kill yourself?
I do have a percentage of black. Listen, I'm Puerto Rican. I naturally, of course, I have a percentage of black
in me. I'm black.
You know, Puerto Ricans are a mixture of African slaves that were brought to the island of Puerto Rico, European settlers from Spain and the rest of Europe, and a small percentage of Native Americans that live there. We're a mixture of all three of those races. So obviously I have African in me, of course.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you,
the way you feel about black, you think you want to hang yourself.
No, not at all.
We know how you feel about black.
I like fried chicken.
Stop
beating
around the bush. We know how you feel about black. Stop beating around the bush.
I feel up all over on black.
I have no problem with my African-American-ness. I've been with black women before. I've had sex with black girls. I have watermelons.
Wait a minute.
What?
You said you never touched no black girls.
No, I've touched.
You said, no. Last week I asked you if you done slept with my girlfriend, and you said no. And now here you are telling Masalam Alaikum that you slept with black girls.
No, I don't. I have
some. Who's the idiot nigga?
Must be confused with someone else.
Who's that? That's Bubba Johnson.
Who's the idiot nigga on the phone? That's a nigga for you right there.
No, he's my black neighbor, Bubba Johnson.
He an idiot.
What was
that's the kind of, when Judgment Day comes, before Judgment Day, we're going to have to kill.
Ooh. Any thoughts on that?
Kind of right there.
Well, he's one of your...
probably a Republican. He probably a Republican, too.
Well, are you a Democrat? What are you?
I ain't nothing.
You don't vote?
Not at all.
Why not?
I voted for Obama.
I know what it's going to come down to. You think it's going to be a race war, but it's going to be one, but it ain't going to be between the Mexicans and the blacks.
Okay. Right.
You think it's going to be one. It's gonna be one, but not between the who you think.
It's gonna be the Koreans and the Vietnamese and be fighting for faux noodles.
This ignorant ass motherfucker on the phone. Yeah, dick in the booty ass. I bet you hold your pants tight too.
I hold them tight for you.
I thought they was educated. They was trying to have a real conversation.
At least the other one gave you some conversation. The other motherfucker is retarded.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch NBA basketball at all? I'm a big fan of the Orlando Magic.
I don't watch too much slave games. That's a slave game.
Well, what do you think about Dwight Howard leaving the Orlando Magic?
Let me ask you a question. How come ain't no white people in the slam dunk contest?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hmm?
Got a point.
That's racist.
Same reason it ain't no black man. Same reason it ain't the blacks ain't running the country.
No, it's just because white men can't jump. That's why black people ain't running the country.
Oh, hey, that gentleman.
No, because you're scared. Because y'all scared to let us run it. You'll see a better America.
Gentlemen. Mr. Asiatics, I wanted to mention, you two both said that a black man was the first president of the United States. What was his name again? Washington Carver?
You're damn right.
What was his name?
John Hanson.
All right.
John Hanson.
He wasn't black. He was Moorish. He was from...
What do you think Moorish stand for?
Well, he was Arabic.
Man, that man was black. That man was black like
he did. I saw a picture of him. He looks nothing like a black man. He has a little bit of a tan skin. Like Jesus looked like him. I mean, that was the color.
You looked up. It's two different John Hansons. Listen. You looked up the white John Hanson. You looked up. It shows images of John Hanson. You looked up the white one.
No,
it's a black man. He's darker than me.
I looked up John Hanson.
Is that just when he's angry?
I looked up John Hanson, and he had the Muppets.
Lord, I like to put my hands on y'all.
He was the guy that invented the Muppets. He had Kermit the Frog with him and all that. John Hanson.
I really, the one I want to put my hands on the most is the nigga that's on the phone.
Right.
You the one I want the most.
Why don't you want to teach him, though? I don't understand. Why wouldn't you be nice to him?
Yeah, why don't you?
No, I want a piece of that motherfucker on the phone, that other dude.
Take me under your wing, right, you and your John Washington Carver peanut butter eating ass.
You the one I want. You put a faggot too at that.
You ain't lying.
You a motherfucking faggot.
Wow. Gentlemen.
There's no need for homophobia.
There's no need for that.
Give me some peanut butter, man.
They don't really study history, man. They just
don't.
What's been told.
You hear this, you hear us talking this slang, the slang language, thinking we dumb, but.
We
y'all the motherfuckers that's dumb. You think the language that you're talking is proper, but it's not. How you feel now?
Are you guys talking about weed? I heard him say something about the weed.
Yeah, okay.
I just heard you, the other guy. Not you, the guy that I called the other guy.
Hey, you're going to steal a motherfucker's language and then try to teach him some shit that ain't even proper.
Man, you be putting
how the fuck we,
your team pies.
How the fuck we speak English? How the fuck we speak English? We not in...
The
preach it, brother. Preach it.
To be called American, right?
You damn right. We you tell these fuckers.
Mm-hmm. So, what are your thoughts? I got a British guy here on the line also. What are your thoughts on the British? Anything? Are you guys cool with them?
Yeah, I'm cool with the British.
There you go.
Fuck yeah. Nice. Everyone's British are cool with you, brother.
The fuck?
I'm cool with some British people, but not all of them. All
right. What about Puerto Ricans?
Oh, well, here we go.
They all right with me.
All right. Well, I'm Puerto Rican. Can we just, agree to disagree and be friends? You know.
Well, so why you ain't kicking off into that other motherfucking ass over there?
Well, he's far away. He's not with me here. I'm trying to help him out. That's why I got him on the line. He needed to learn.
I'm in Georgia, man. You ain't into me.
Right. You in where?
I'm in Georgia, fool.
In Georgia. Now you got a country accent. Type of motherfucker. Right. Which one is you, man?
So what they saying?
You be putting that chronic in the bean pies, my brother.
You want to be white so bad?
All right.
Tell your boyfriend in the background to stop mumbling.
You're right. I do want to be white, but my mama slept with a black man.
I bet he. You probably hit it dead on the head. You playing and joking, but that's what happened for real.
Man, I could tell
when I hear that mulatto voice that you got. That's what it sound like. The vocal cords be totally different.
Can I ask you a question? Now, I want to be honest with you guys, all right? I have an internet radio show, and I wanted to know if it was okay maybe from time to time to call in and get your perspective on things that are happening in the world. Would that be okay?
Well, what now? want to be on the radio. We want to hear it on the radio.
We want to know who the warmonger is.
Who
warmonger?
So what do you guys think about these American soldiers urinating on their dead enemies?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Did you hear about that? The Marines
are... They're fighting for their privilege over here. They're trying to police the world. They're not fighting nobody else. They over there trying to take somebody else's country. That's what I think about them. They were fighting on a lie.
Right.
Like they always did. This ain't the first war. That war been written in blood. That's all they know.
No, this is what they know. Wherever it is on the planet... That where they want something, they start a fight with them. They kick some shit up with them, get something going with them just to go over there and get whatever they think that they want over there. They kick some shit up with the motherfucker, make them their enemy first.
But yeah, like my bicycle.
They don't want to fuck with Russia. They don't want to fuck with Korea.
No, they're new company. But this the first war that started on the plane. Everything else been a boat. They've been lying. Ain't nobody attacked the United States. Never have.
No, well, Hawaii was attacked.
That was not the first terrorist attack on the United States. The first terrorist attack in the United States dropped that
1812
in Oklahoma on black people.
It was 1812, as a matter of fact, by the British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't by no British. That was by the United States when they did that to Black Wall Street. Go check that out. Do you know about Black Wall Street?
Black Wall Street?
Well, no damn British. That was America. That was America.
Black Wall? I'm going to look that up. All right. That's cool. All right. So
yeah,
what?
Look that up.
What
Black
about
Wall Street.
What
that
about?
Was the first bombing. That was the first bombing did on America soil right there when they flew them. Yeah, Tulsa, Oklahoma, when they first flew them planes over and bombed them black people.
Okay. Really? I didn't know about that. Well, I'll look that up. Thank you.
We're looking on up now. You buy a computer. Look it on up.
Well, I'm in the middle of doing.
Get this straight.
I'm doing my show right now. It's kind of hard for me to look it up. I'm doing an internet radio show on the computer.
Well, you got to get the lies together, though.
Okay. All right. So you guys do not watch NBA at all.
If you're going to do it truthful, if you're going to.
I don't know. My research has turned up something strange. It says the Black Wall Street is an area northeast of Oklahoma.
That mulatto again. He's talking again. Hold on, what it says,
the Black Wall Street is home to several prominent black businessmen. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it said no several prominent businessmen. That whole, they never say that. You making up shit on there now.
Stop lying, man.
I'm right in front of the computer myself.
It's on Wikipedia.
You just said you didn't know about it, now you just pull it up and say several black businessmen. That whole city they ran, that they had their own banks. Social Security and all that set up. Now, you don't see that on there? Lawyers and all of that.
Do you guys know a Maven? Do you know who Maven is? Are you familiar with her?
Maven?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Rick?
You don't know her?
I didn't hear you.
Maven. Do you know Maven? There's a girl named Maven. Are you familiar with her at all? Have you met her? Know about her?
Maven,
no?
No, what's give us a little history.
Well, look her up. Yeah, she slept with a lot of black men.
There's a website called blackwallstreet.org.
What, she white girl?
She's a white girl,
I
think.
The first rapist is the white man raping black women.
Good point.
So we don't hear about no woman, white woman.
Who is maybe, no, hold on. Whoever you talking about, she ain't nobody special. White women been sleeping with black men.
Well, they like it. Yeah, it's
the
taboo.
The white man started it. He knew his shit didn't look like nothing. That's why he raped the black woman.
It's been happening, because bestiality goes back way into ancient times, and that's an example of bestiality.
No bestiality only goes back 6,000 years.
Bestiality started over
here. You cannot go back. No, bestiality ain't going back no ancient years. You only can go back to 6,000 years when y'all have brought out them kids.
Hold on, let me tell you.
Cannot go farther than that.
Let me tell you. Bestiality did start over in Ethiopia. King Solomon bought one of you motherfuckers out of the cave and started fuck you. That's when bestiality started.
Well, yeah, I mean, when food is scarce, people turn to bushmeat.
Yeah.
Who?
No, man.
You was walking on all fours. You know how I know you're walking on? If you go in any cave, a cave start closing in. You start off to where you can walk, stand up, and then eventually as you get deeper in the cave, you're going to have to crawl. That's where you came from.
So
saw a Patmos in the Bible.
So white people come from the back of the cave, and white people are from the mouth. Is that what you're saying? The white people were in the back of the cave, and the blacks were in the mouth.
You damn right.
Yeah, you still grow with a tail on your ass. Everything you try to say about us was really about you. Really about your ass. You come from the monkey.
I'm rubber, and you're whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
I got a point.
That's because the white people, it's easy to see them in the caves, because the caves are quite dark. I mean, if you guys aren't smiling, we can't see you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about so Adam?
Black is the best color. Black is the best color. That's why you can't go in the sun. You the color, boy.
Black is...
If your ass anywhere in the sun, you're going to change colors. We stay the same.
Black is...
What's up, color boy?
Black is beautiful.
How you doing, color boy? Hey, monkey.
You put us in a room full of white women. Guess what dick they're gonna be wanting and lusting for? He can have a dick. A 3 inches, 3 inches. They gonna be lusting for that nigga. They think they look at us as exotic.
Hey, we don't use the N word, sir.
Yeah, don't use the N word.
That is a racist that's term. Don't use that.
Yeah,
that's very racist.
Dick, right?
That's yeah. Come on, sir. Malcolm X didn't die for that, and Martin Luther King didn't die for you
Look,
to be talking like that.
That's disrespectful. You talk to bring Malcolm X's name up.
Hey, Nelson Mandela didn't die for your sins, right?
You know his. You know what? You know Malcolm X. Malcolm X was half white. His name was Malcolm Little, and he was half white.
No. You have
ain't no white. Once you mix,
man, you don't know the difference between
ain't no white.
You don't know the difference between Malcolm X and Malcolm Jamal Warner. Shut up over there.
No, he's a fucking idiot. That's a faggot. That's a faggot mulatto.
That's your mama.
Nelson Mandela's rolling in his grave listening to this. Because
he don't know nothing. Because if he knew, look, we can show you that the black man is the most dominant man. We could mix with any one of y'all people. Y'all ain't going to be with y'all.
Sleep,
a lot of you become black. So don't come
it's
in
not,
with
It's not a contest because...
Black. If you got black in you, you're black.
It's not a contest when you're mixing...
I'm just black shit. What about the Asian, man? I thought this fuck was saying this like was Asian. What's all up with that, man?
Yeah.
Where's that fit in here, man? I need to hear this.
Can we settle this with a swimming competition? I think we should settle it like gentlemen. We'll have a swimming competition,
now
and whoever wins is
me.
Best.
Now one of y'all can outbox me, and now one of y'all can outswim me, and you can't outthink me. I'm the motherfucking original man.
Well,
shit with me. Listen, I promise you, none of y'all can do shit with me physically. I promise you, none of you motherfuckers can do shit with
me. Well, of course. You have an unfair...
That's because you're white half. That's your white half. That's why.
Yeah.
Check this out. If any one of y'all step in a boxing ring with me, I will stop your ass within 30 seconds.
Of course. Because you have an unfair advantage. You have an unfair... Any animal would have an unfair advantage against a white person because, I mean, it's like... Can you imagine boxing a gorilla?
You're the animal, though.
You're
the animal.
Yeah. You are.
Let your hair grow out. Don't cut your
I'm
hair.
Ready
and we're going to see who looks like the animal.
I've been practicing a Mike Tyson punch out on the Wii, man. I'm ready for your ass.
Listen,
come on.
Listen, don't cut your hair and let your hair grow out, and we'll see who the real animal is. King Solomon grabbed one of them bitches from the cave. He cut their hair off and had sex with them, and then they start feuding. The bastard kids that they had started feuding with his original kids, and they can't cast it out.
Wait
That's
a minute.
Where you get them A-Rab from. About that?
I'm confused. King Solomon was black, though, right?
You motherfucking right. Ethiopian.
And you know it.
And he had sex with animals?
Listen, when the truth come out, in the end, this shit turned into a... Listen... History repeat itself.
He was not. He was Asian because they thought that part of the world
Man,
y'all was in the caves, y'all was animals. Y'all are savages. That's what wherever y'all been.
They called that part of the world Asia. What are you talking about?
That's true.
In the old times, that was Asia, man. There was a small world back then.
Horses.
Are you crazy? The world was never small. That's just like you figure Columbus. Y'all still going with Columbus found America when it was already.
That's
people
the bullshit
here.
They teach you in school.
What about a horse?
How can you find someone who was already people living here?
Guys, what about a horse?
Horses.
Horse.
So what you thinking? Horses just got here, or they
I know black men dicks hang like horses.
Well, you know that black, like, horses are afraid of black men. Like, a black man, horses have a natural fear of black men. Explain that.
Horses get spooked.
Are you? I never seen that. Don't lie like that, Mark.
Yes, it's true.
Now you lying.
No, it's true. Lying. Horses have a natural fear and will evade and run away from a black man, and they won't allow them to be ridden by a black man.
And why you think monkeys love?
Because they beat the horses out.
That's what y'all are.
Yeah.
That's what y'all come from.
What was that?
From y'all little monkeys.
Wait a minute, I thought horses were colorblind. There must be something else about you.
It's the smell.
Y'all come from Neanderthals.
Thank
you. Cannot look. White people cannot say nothing about blacks when y'all asses was in the cave. Was not a black man in the cave.
Okay, all right.
That's because we wouldn't let him in.
You can break down, and y'all want to call us savages. Y'all are the real savages. There's more ancestry going on with whites than any other.
Y'all started
race in the
shit.
World.
Ancestry.
Y'all first one start having kids with a woman and leaving the child, but y'all try to put that on us. No, that's y'all. That's the shit y'all do. Y'all have babies with a woman and start leaving. That shit started way back in slavery day. We didn't do shit like that. We have 10 kids with one woman and stay with her.
What do you do?
How many children have you stayed with, sir?
It don't matter. One of y'all might be my kid.
It don't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Now he doesn't want to talk about it.
Now,
yeah.
One of y'all might be my kids. That mulatto that's talking that shit.
I wish you were my dad.
That might be his mama's chromosomes that's fucked up.
Oh, so you had sex with a white woman then, and then the mulatto came out.
Motherfucking right. You damn right.
You had sex with an animal.
I wouldn't dare.
You had sex with a monkey.
I wouldn't dare touch one of them cave women.
Yo, so he's...
I make them my slave. You
had sex with a monkey then.
It's an atrocity to even be around one. I dogs them when I get them.
If the white
they don't look like nothing.
If a white woman is a monkey, then you're saying you had sex with a monkey.
6,000 years and she's still horrible.
Wow. Have you ever been with a white woman at all? Have you ever touched a white woman?
I wouldn't even dare do that. I'm not into the blood like that.
Have you ever been angry enough to have sex with a white woman or anything? Not angry in your life?
I do. Would never touch one.
All right.
I will.
I'm a next. If you ask me.
I will. And did you guys meet in prison? Is that what happened? Or what did you guys go to prison for? Can we ask?
I've never been there.
You know what? I did time.
Something.
I did time. Guess what?
What?
I did time.
What was it on?
It didn't have nothing to do with doing nothing to no black person.
Oh, you stole my bike. Was it you?
Yeah. No, I ain't steal. I wasn't petty.
Mm-hmm.
You did what? You wet your panties.
When I first came to Las Vegas, went to jail. Guess why I went to jail?
Can I really guess?
For bombing on this white girl with a mouth like yours, I swear to God.
For holding up a casino.
No, you was a prostitute on the strip. Don't talk shit.
Yeah, I think so.
No, seriously, why did you go to jail?
I'm probably one of y'all daddies, I'm telling you.
Is that you wouldn't have gone to jail for that, mate?
You know what we're dealing with, man.
Seriously, I want to know. I want to know why you went to jail, please.
For bombing on this white boy, he got in my face. He thought I was
white boy.
He thought I was gonna walk off. I turned around, bow.
For nothing?
And
you just
going for his partner.
Yep.
Really? You did? Just for no reason at all? You just started bombing on a white boy.
Shit.
You know why he got his ass whooped for the shit y'all have done for over 400 years. That's what he got his ass whooped for.
I don't understand. You assaulted him.
Longer to come back.
Bob Marley's mama was white.
Thank you, Milkman.
What color was Bob Marley?
He was half white.
He was malted.
You ain't no half motherfucking white.
What color was Bob Marley? What did he look like?
Bob Marley, he was black. He was Jamaican.
He was brown, man. He was brown. What do you mean, what color, man? I thought you could see colors, man. Brown, man.
Where that mulatto do that? You need your ass kicked.
Telling me about his mama being white if he was black.
So what's this got to do with Bob Marley?
He need his ass kicked.
How do we start talking about Bob Marley? I think Milkman just brought him up.
These dudes are, like, hella racist, man.
I know, they are super racist. Shame on them.
Bob Marley's a handsome young man.
Super racist. We do dealing with some goddamn racists. We live in a goddamn racist.
And I hear,
it's impossible for us to be racist. We walk in it.
How about you boys explain this? You know, Bob Marley was shot by his own people.
Some shit, you boys.
That's right.
Check this out. Check this out, monkey. If we're going to go with the very being disrespectful with each other.
But
tell me why y'all world coming to an end then, monkey.
Yeah.
Every other country on the world don't even want the white man in there.
I'll tell you why our world's coming in. Because there's a black man in office. Because we let black
do nothing. White man society don't do nothing but have
you want to. Do you want to know the world? Our world's coming to them because black men can vote. Black men can drive a car. Black men are allowed to have jobs. Black people are allowed to read. That's what's happening.
No, they ain't what they're happening. Get the fuck on with
that. So that's making the world come to an end.
That's exactly.
Look at the little. No, maybe because the monkey's been at the wheel too long.
That's where all the problems started.
The motherfucking car off the,
check this out.
Listen, it's a proven fact.
We really own like 95% of this shit. You motherfuckers don't want to give us half. But we about to take this shit.
Listen, do the research. If you boys will do the research, you'll know that HIV and AIDS was never around up until the point where the black man was allowed to vote. And that's the truth. Explain that.
Y'all invented that shit,
man. Monkey, that's what I'm saying. That shit came. Monkey don't even understand. They started it.
Explain how.
How are you, man? About 24, 25.
How did the AIDS epidemic? How did the AIDS epidemic?
You fucked up. You ain't even been here long enough to even debate with me.
How did the AIDS epidemic explode across the world?
Started in a laboratory.
Only.
More questions, monkey.
How did the AIDS epidemic explode all across the world? Only. After the black man was allowed to vote in the United States of America, it's obvious what happened there.
So you really,
the black agenda.
How did the monkeys catch it then?
The black agenda.
I'm calling the monkeys is white people.
The black agenda.
The monkeys catch it.
The first.
Well,
thing,
no, the we caught it was caught from monkeys. Up. It was started off as a simian immunodeficiency, and then it was passed on to humans as a human immunodeficiency disease. So it became it went from SIV to HIV.
In the 60s, so when did AIDS pop up on the scene?
That first AIDS case was probably in the late 60s, early 70s. Or 70-something.
And who was the first one? So you got to understand that
the first is a Haitian. It was a Haitian man who got it in the Congo in Africa. And he went. And he
no, it
went.
Wasn't.
Yes, secret. It was. The first, the secret. First, the first secret. Documented HIV patient zero was a Haitian man who got it when he was working in the Congo, and he was a Haitian man, and he went
no,
to New York.
No, we talking about over here in America, man. We not talking about other places. We talking about over here.
He was a bisexual man who was Haitian, and he went. He got it in Africa, and he came to the United States and spread it here. He was a bisexual. That's the truth.
So you really, you going to go for that story?
Right? Oh, that's what, okay. All right, you have
that's
a better story?
That's the truth.
Okay, well, I'm going to do some research up on it, because I can't believe anything a monkey.
He's
so
lying
what
to you,
exactly
man.
What exactly did the white guys do to you?
I don't trust that word for nothing. That's just like they came with the 9/11.
Good morning, baby.
And they want a motherfucker to believe.
Yeah,
they never knew how to fly a plane.
First AIDS case, they injected that shit into a monkey.
That's right. Is this the BBC switchboard?
It is the BBC switchboard. How can I help?
Yeah, you have made these black men, these boys here, very angry at you over something that was on the TV. Gentlemen?
Just one moment.
Okay. We're gonna take care of this. Yeah, they were talking about this on the BBC, boys. So, you know, I thought maybe you want to ask them. Are you guys there?
Right, if you could just bear with me for one moment, I'll get you through to the right place.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hey, you guys be polite, okay? They're my people.
Yeah, be polite to them, okay, gentlemen?
They're Brits.
Ooh, what? Damn, oh. Matt, what's up with this boy shit? Yeah.
Nah, it's a nice, it's a respectful thing, I'm saying. I'm calling you like, you know, friends.
No,
not
a respectful thing is yes, sir, or no, sir, or you know.
Sir.
I mean, damn, this language is not that old to work.
Who are you calling
we
sir?
We get it together now. That boy shit is
you must be an old man. You want to be called sir. How old are you? 85?
What is your major malfunction? I wish we were face to face.
Can I call you
and
brother?
I'll show you.
Listen, by myself, let me tell you how strong the black man is. All
can
of
I call you brother?
Phone, if you put all of us in a room, me by myself and all of y'all in the room, I'll leave up out of that motherfucker, and I'll be full of blood.
Yeah, that's in a room, blood. But what if it was in a cave?
It don't matter where it's at. I leave out of there with blood all over me, and it'd be y'all's.
No, I don't think you could handle this in our native habitat.
Yeah, in a native...
In a cave.
In a cave, you'd be in trouble. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we could bounce your head against the cave wall.
Here's a question. Who would win in a fight, James Bond or Shaft?
Who?
Shaft or James Bond? Who would win in a fight?
I mean, both of them are fictional characters, so I really won't get off into that. But I'll say, what about me and you? I'll go what I would win. How about that? I can't get off into movies.
Well, here's what I would do. I would take a banana and throw it and like, look, boy, banana, and you'd run away, and then I kick you in the ass.
I take you some raw meat, and I take a cow and cut it up and throw you some raw meat and watch you eat it.
Right.
And shove a broomstick in your ass.
And tell you, little monkey, you enjoy yourself.
That's really gay, actually.
Yeah,
that
is
you want to put a broomstick in his
like
ass.
Raw
you're
meat.
Gay.
That's what y'all did. Now let's... Nah,
you have like
nah,
these
let's,
homosexual
let's
hate
book.
Fantasies.
Nah, we can pull it up.
Hey,
what did the caveman people eat?
Mr. Black
now,
Number.
I'm studying your history.
Mr. Black Number One.
The first reported tapeworm come from you guys.
Mr. Black Number One, when you were in prison, was there really a lot of gay sex in prison when you were there? Does it happen like they
say?
No, that's
a homosexual.
Soap on a rope.
No, I'm asking. That's yeah. Maybe I am a homosexual, but listen,
you got to be a fact to even ask a question like that.
Well,
oh,
did it happen?
Ask a question like that.
It happens, right? But it's not gay. Just you know.
Well, he's a I bet your booty hole big as a motherfucker.
Whatever.
You can back into a doorknob and won't make a face.
What?
I like that one. That's pretty cool, man. I like that one. That's all right. You're all right, boy. You boys are all right. I
yeah,
like
you.
You
all right,
boys.
Boy. Look
you call him boy.
You all right.
Hey, boy.
You my motherfucking slave and don't know it.
All right.
It's just a matter of time. I'm free in America. Maybe some more other blacks ain't, but I'm free.
All right. That's cool.
Tried to say A started with a black, a Haitian.
When the police pull me over, they enter with precaution. They respect my motherfucking president. Because they don't, I'll make them.
No.
It'll be me or him. My mama won't be
the only
one more.
I think that's a very healthy attitude.
Yeah,
that
I don't think that's a very smart
kind of like idea. Jay and Silent Bob. One of them does a lot of talking. The other one every once in a while says something.
What's an episode?
You sound like dumbass Beavis and Butthead.
Where's that Asian man at? I don't hear that Asian guy talking. It's all black talk now, man. I think that was just a front.
Asian
man. Get your mulatto ass up. You's a faggot.
Everybody's a mulatto now.
Yeah, Milkman, you's a faggot.
That's the mulatto one. You think I can't tell your voice?
Gentlemen, I don't think this conversation is going anywhere. I think we're talking around in circles here.
That's the British dude in the back.
That's him.
My mom, British.
Is she? Fantastic. Do you have dual nationality?
Right. From Belize.
Well, that's not in Britain,
that's not
now,
British.
Is it?
That's not British.
That is
do
British.
Do you have dual nationality?
Who?
He had some Earl Grey tea this morning, man. He's
do you
British.
Do you have dual citizenship, he's asking?
Ah, that's the one.
No, fuck a Jew. You see they got what they deserve, though. I don't feel sorry for their ass. That Holocaust that happened, that's what the fuck they get. Because they had one of the biggest slave boats coming over here to America.
Holy fucking shit.
They got what they deserve.
Where did you come up with fuck a Jew, man? Out of nowhere.
Got what they deserve.
Wow.
Okay. They got what the fuck they deserve.
Let me ask you on a question, man. Why would you say that, man? The Jew was a slave. To the Egyptians, man, for thousands of years.
That's true.
I'm going to talk about a Jew guy like that, man.
Holocaust.
You don't know your history.
The Black Holocaust make the Jews
look like they were slaves to the Egyptians. Come on, man.
As a matter of fact, the Jews were black. A lot of Jews were black. They lived in Africa. There were black Jews in Africa.
Nowhere over in the East can you find no history of no Jews being no slaves over there. So you stop lying and get facts.
You never heard of the Bible?
Oh, my God.
Why did they take over Palestine? Because that was their land when they became slaves.
Ain't no slavery been taken over in these. There's not no history recorded of that.
Look at what the Pharaohs did to the slaves, man. That's a well-known fact. That's historical
man,
record.
What do you think the biggest slavery ever happened at all of? What do you think that's at?
It happens between tribes in Africa. Do you honestly think that the slave trade across the Atlantic could have succeeded without...
It's not happening in Africa. We did 400 years over here from 1555, man. We came here in 1555. Ain't 400 years.
Yeah, and do you honestly
ain't
think...
nobody
that
had no Holocaust right to black people.
...out of
people.
Africa without
no,
the sense of African tree?
No, nobody.
It was the African chiefs who were sold as slaves.
6 million, we lost 600 million. Don't come telling me that.
No, but
fuck
it's
them
true.
They
just don't
they
like
had the biggest. They had the biggest motherfucking boat full of
what
slaves.
I'll
take him the motherfucking hand right now for doing them how they doing them. I would have helped their ass. I would have helped his ass.
I have a healthy debate.
They was building, that shit for somebody else, but he went on and gave it to them. Yeah, yes, so did. So did.
So a British ship can just
please tell them that. Tell them that story, Lindsay.
Round up random people, put them on a boat and drive them back to Americas without the consent of the African chiefs. If they're so physically superior, they must have been able to consent to that to allow it to happen. There is
yeah, they
no
sold their ass.
There is no way
the
slave
happened so
without the consent of the African chiefs. You know that.
Y'all
I know.
Fuck around
you're
Ethiopia.
Free to admit.
Y'all don't fuck around Ethiopia. No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about a little of your history. Since
Tell me, bro. Preach it.
Your history, the white history is written in blood, man.
Well, no, think about it logically. It doesn't even, whether it's history or not, just think about
none of that. Now tell me who you've been, who have you made peace with?
Shaka Zulu.
Did you even hear what I said?
Did you hear what I said? You didn't hear what I said. I said, tell me who have you made peace with?
But some British European sailors with scurvy who spent months at sea could land on the coast of Africa, pick up people, put them in their boat, and drag them across to the Americas without the consent of the native chiefs.
That's
the
true.
The slave trade started in Africa. The slaves were
man,
sold
to
European slaves
no
by African
no,
slaves.
No, it wouldn't be no such thing as no rape, no cattle slavery if that was it.
I'm not
talking
about slavery.
That's
where you think insurance came from.
That's true.
Where did insurance came from?
There were warring tribes were selling out their enemy tribes into slavery. They were allowing them. Yes, that's
why
true.
No tribes over in no Africa. That's a lie right
there.
There
were no tribes in Africa. Well done. Thank you. This is a great.
There was none of that. There was none of that. Africa is where Europeans came and learned how to build, to set up their systems and everything. You know how this was set up over here, just like you see the White House over in Africa was set up like that. Did you know John?
With this conversation,
what's your name? What's the brother's name that's doing all the talking here, man?
I don't know. I'm hearing his clicks and
My name is Thunder. Your ass.
Thunder. Okay, man. I just was trying to figure out. This is like history according to Thunder, man. It has nothing to do with reality,
yeah.
Man. You don't even know what's been
you,
printed
you
in the
fake,
world,
man.
All the cultures of the world knows this history.
Man, we not know. This is one thing about you. This is what you cannot tell
Thunder.
Us. We not no race, man. We're not in a race against no time, man. You're a race. You're at an ending. We're not a race. We always were here, always will be here. Black is not a color. It's the origin of where color comes from. We're not in no race. We're not a race. You in a race because you in a race against time. You know you can't be here long.
So, Thunder, are you a Crip or a Blood?
I'm not neither one of them. I got love for my people.
Thundercat.
Hey, can I ask you a question? What are you? Are you you a KKK or an
Aryan Nation?
Oh, no, I'm with the Klan. The Klan's the best.
What?
I'm with the Klan, bitch.
You with the Klan?
Boy.
Yeah, the Klan is the best. When they can ride up 15 deep like punks and jump one black dude, one up one-on-one.
Hey, we learned from you.
I swear.
I know it.
I
know it. We all need to get together. We all need to sit down and get together and see who we're all at. I guarantee
yes.
you. Yes.
Well, I will invite you to my cave. We'll discuss this.
First step is to design a hood. And then you
I
can start lynching white people.
They put us in a room. They put us in a put all of them
no, not
a
room.
In
not
a
room. A cave.
I come out bloody with their blood on me.
Man, that brick of sound barrier.
But you
look out of
Van Damme, you're full of shit. Chuck Norris would fuck you up.
Yeah, okay.
Chuck Norris would get his old ass whooped.
Well, there we are.
And that old bullshit. Man, y'all, every people on this earth want a piece of y'all's ass, man. Y'all have murdered everybody.
Name one race that don't want
to fuck with
y'all.
I was trying to start a dialogue.
Don't want to fuck with y'all.
pull up to shout abuse at you or judge you because of the color of your skin. I wanted to start dialogue and discuss history, but you decided to insult me.
Name one set of people that don't want to fuck y'all up. Name. Huh? I can start naming off countries right now.
No, they can't name it. I want to listen to the name.
How many men were with your mother?
Armenians are very fond of Americans.
They want to fuck y'all up, too.
No, they don't.
The Asiatic are fond of us also.
Kuwaitis.
Who is?
They want to fuck y'all up, too. Iraqis, too. The motherfuckers that they over there thinking they helping... They want to fuck them up too.
Here, so
I mean, as far as people who are friends with the British or the Americans, I think
you could, for real.
Say the Australians, the Japanese, the Koreans, the Filipinos, the Vietnamese, the Chinese, the Mongolians, the Kyrgyzstans, the Pakistanis, the Afghans, the Indians, the Saudi Arabians, the Sudans, the
Chinese. They all want to fuck them up.
The Romanians, the Dutch. Danish, yeah.
I'll bet you one thing.
Irish, Spanish, Portuguese.
I'll bet you boys one thing. I bet you none of them trust the black man. None of them would trust a black man in an elevator.
I want to snap. Listen, I want to slap you so bad and piss on you.
Oh, you dare!
I slap you unconscious.
Just like those Marines.
I go on the trip, going to the broom, and buy one of them big John Holmes.
Dildos and fuck you in the ass with it.
Look,
that's what you.
How'd you know about John Holmes?
Want to get that welfare check? 9:30
I want to kill you then kill you again, dig you back up, and kill you some more.
That's a black way. You always want to murder
it. He's the one telling us.
You taught me.
We've got that.
Hello, Miss Jones.
So you got to deal with a savage motherfucker in a savage way.
How about Jesus?
I want to kill you and kill you some more and dig you back up and kill you again, motherfucker, if you didn't die hard enough.
Miss Jones. Mrs. Jones, are you there? Mrs. Jones.
Hello?
Yes, Blood of Jesus is with us here tonight. Hey, gentlemen, tell this lady about the Blood of Jesus. Do you believe in it?
No, ain't no one there. Why you dying then? If it should have been over 2,000 years ago if the Blood of Jesus saved you. Why you got to die?
That's right.
Answer that.
Answer that, lady. Miss Jones. Well?
Yes. That's what I thought. She got on.
She don't even want to fuck with you.
Jesus said you were of your father. He was a murderer in the beginning.
Jesus was a murderer?
He said you. He was talking to you, the white race. You were of your father.
This is going
he
around
was a murderer in the beginning.
No, we called you up for an amusing conversation, but this is going around in circles. It's getting boring. Say something interesting.
Mrs. Jones.
How did God be Jesus' father and you said when you're born out of wedlock, that's adultery? You claiming, you charging God with adultery? Come on, man. Use your mind, man.
I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to frighten you.
I'm going to challenge you to a boxing match in the deep end of a pool.
Oh, you just saying some shit above his head. He don't understand that one.
Let your soul glow. Mrs. Jones.
Just let
it shine
through.
Mrs.
Jones.
You doggy. What?
Let
your soul
glow.
I know. Let the Lord hear and it smell like doggy. Hey, doggy.
Everybody.
You know, Turks fuck horses.
All right, guys.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something cold-blooded. I know where y'all at.
Yeah, great. Come visit. I live in a cave.
Oh, no, please don't kill us.
Mrs.
How about that?
I got Ted. Wait,
how about that?
Both Teds. Hang on. Mrs.
I ain't making no threats or nothing. Clown.
Mrs. Jones. Miss Jones.
Yeah.
Are you praying tonight? Miss Jones.
Yes.
Listen, the Blood of Jesus, what will that do for me? Well... Hello?
Miss Jones.
Where the homosexual at? You still on the phone?
Miss Jones, could you pray for these ignorant black folk on the phone?
Yeah, there's some very ignorant...
I got a John Holmes dildo that I'm asking you.
Those prayers I can forego. Those are sinner prayers.
It's not something I would admit to publicly, but...
Yeah, you own a dildo?
I'm going to fuck you in the ass with a John Holmes dildo. You fucking faggot, that's what you really want.
Do you have a large collection of dildos, or is it just one special one that you keep around?
What?
Here's a car battery on a nightstand.
I think it's a special one that he keeps for his boyfriend in the background.
I wonder how can you say Jesus and your people killed Jesus? The Romans.
Don't talk shit about the Romans. You'll be shitting in a hole for the Romans.
Don't talk shit about Jesus.
Romans killed Jesus. Now that was white people right there. Now tell me what's going on.
The Jews killed him.
And if he comes back, we'll kill him again, motherfucker.
That's my people, man. Don't be talking about
the Romans. I know it.
Hey.
I know you would.
Hey,
now everybody that's talking, faucet, even though y'all got access, guess what color everybody that's talking, what color they is?
What are you on the mic now? Because you're white. You live from
and then you got that mulatto homosexual on the phone. I want to beat y'all ass so bad, my dick gets hard.
Wait a minute. Your dick gets hard when you want to fight people? That's fucking ridiculous.
You got a problem, man.
Now listen, I want to be the motherfucker walking down the street when y'all... When y'all plotting on a nigga, I want to be the one walking down a dark road street.
So you can steal my wallet?
I want to be the one that y'all stop. Pull over. Because I'm going to leave every last one of you motherfuckers.
What the fuck is a dark road street?
I want to be the one.
You ever dance?
I want to be the one in the alley.
Light.
That y'all stop and pull over.
All right. Carlito, can you see the chat room?
You're going to be like, it's a motherfucking demon in that alley. Somebody might get away. And be like, we need some holy water. There's a motherfucking demon in there.
Wow.
Man, I don't know why we're wasting time with these monkeys. They just came out. They just been out the cage 6 days, man. 6,000 years. They cannot go back.
Well,
other than 6,000 years. They cannot even prove they existed past 6,000 years.
Hey, the earth is only 6,000 years.
How long has the tree been here? And all this shit, you can't determine how long shit been here if you wasn't here.
Chinga to Maliwe.
Prove to me you've been here over 6,000 years.
Bumba clot.
Listen.
No, answer the question.
What's the question,
boys?
The decay rate of radioactive elements.
Okay,
that's why,
sorry, but
you've been
here
longer than 6,000 years, man.
Yes. Have you ever heard of a thing called Stonehenge?
What?
No, I don't.
It's
a monolithic structure in South England.
I got a question
for
you.
It's been there for 8,000 years, and it was built by native Britons.
He's got a point. Stonehenge is...
Well, Britain ain't even been in existence 6,000 years. Now, what did you talk about,
demons,
man?
You don't know Stonehenge. You should go to school, mate. Go to a library or something. Look up Stonehenge.
You know, if...
Google it.
You actually...
I didn't go to your school, because your school is a lie.
We went to school with
the... They forgot that page.
Hey, is it Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve?
I thought it was Jim and Jones.
Charlie!
Hello!
Charlie!
What is this?
Hey, listen, I got some black people here. They're upset about your stupid food.
Send up a bitch.
You piece of shit.
Chinga tumale, way.
Chinga tumale, way.
Chinga tumale.
Chinga tumale.
Chupa mi pistola.
Chúpame verga. Chingalera.
Chúpame verga, puto.
Awesome. Porquería.
Quítate, cocho. Andere, wey.
Mira el pato.
All right, he's gone.
Man, the Mexicans want, the Brown brothers want some part of them, the Caucasians so motherfucking bad, man.
Why,
don't
why
you know that?
Yeah, why
he's
you
not
call
Mexican.
Him? He want to kill your ass, too.
He's Hawaiian.
Brown. That's the Brown brother. The Brown brother wants some of the it ain't enough ass for them.
That man was Chinese. The
Brown brother that you call the Mexican, he wants the gringo so motherfucking bad.
All right.
The Mexican got good pussy, man. Mexican got good pussy.
Brothers.
Speak English.
Yeah, speak English, guys.
Yeah, I'm just hearing clicks and whistles. I can't understand.
I wouldn't dare try to attempt it perfectly because it's a bastard language.
Anyway, listen, you boys are going to let you guys go. Thank you very much for being on the show.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
You faggots, what else y'all want to talk about?
Which one's the Asian brother, man? I heard Thunder, man. That's
week?
The African brother. Which one is the Asian brother? What's the Asian brother's name,
meet,
man? I heard
can
Thunder.
We meet for coffee and then afterwards go back and check out your broomsticks?
And your dildo? Your John Holmes dildo?
And
what's the Asian brother's name? What's the Asian brother's name?
Don't worry about what the Asian brother's name is.
I want you and your boyfriend.
We need to sit down face to face, and you'll really get to see who the Asian brother is.
And we call him Slant. We call him Slant.
He thought that was funny. Yeah, you like that.
Bob Barker here, motherfucker.
Bob Barker.
You only like Bob Barker
because he's got that long, thin microphone.
Thunder and Slant.
How about David Banner?
All right, guys.
You big-ass David Banner head. Incredible Hulk head.
All right, listen.
Fuck.
Yeah. Tall ass 12-ounce military head motherfuckers.
All right, listen, I really got to move on with my show. I don't know, guys, should we give them the website, or should we just leave them?
Oh, God, no.
Give us a goddamn website.
They won't be able to find it.
No. What it is, they got a computer, white trash.
Go
hijack some internet.
They got to steal their laptop first, man. They got to go steal a laptop, man.
You guys, man.
Don't do it.
Easy on the racism, guys. It's a family show.
Do you guys steal?
I don't know why over there, but he's a genius with peanut brain ass.
Hey, let me get a dime bag.
What? What did you say?
Oh, long motherfucking dinosaur back motherfucker.
Yeah, the white trash motherfucker be the first one to call somebody Poe. He ain't got a pot to piss in a window. No, he got a window to throw it out.
What the fuck
that's dime slot right car. There. That's dime slot. Old Slant. I hear him now. That's dime slot.
Okay, but we can call you guys next week, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can call us back next week. You hot cum catchers.
Hey, we'll give her a call in 2 minutes.
We'll talk to you guys. We'll talk to you boys next week. All right,
you guys. Have,
guys hey, give us the goddamn
sure bring your dildo before you come, Thunder. What's your dildo?
Wait, what
is Give me the website.
We have nothing but love for you guys.
Well, you don't have internet. You don't have internet. Why would I give you the website? You don't know how to get to it, do you?
What's the website?
It's www.4chan.org.
www.
And listen, it's listen.
4chan.org.
Shut up. No, it's not. Shut up.
www.tubgirl.
No, www.4chan.org. 4chan.org. Whitehouse.com.
Are you at the computer now? Guys,
see,
be quiet.
White House is going to end up being bloody.
Guys, be quiet for a moment. Hey, guys,
no,
hey.
Go to Whitehouse.com. Go to the Starbucks.
Y'all don't give a fuck this website. Which one is real? With your eyes behind shit, folks.
Meat spin. This is don't meat spin.
Don't throw a rock behind your head. Throw the rock and come forward before we can snap that motherfucker off.
Mr. Gorilla.
I'm trying to give you the website, but you're not listening.
All right, Ted, UK Ted, quiet. Guys, Ken, are you guys? All right, listen, I'm going to give you the website, all right? It's.
All right, what is it?
We're on the Meat Spin show. It's Madhouse Meat Spin. It's Meat Spin. Ooh. Meat like you eat meat, spin.
Don't eat meat.
Madhouse, right?
No,
Madhouse on the Meat Spin Network.
It's just meatspin.com.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Meat.
Spin.
Spin.com.
Yeah, meatspin.com.
Do we have to wait for you to log?
Make sure you spell that right.
M E A T.
The white trash talking the most shit. He's the dumbest one.
Guys, let him talk. Let me hear.
He's the queer. He's when everybody get mad. He go ahead and jack him off.
Man, there's some faggot shit on here, man. I told you there's some fags.
What hey, right, fags, you got man. Your dildo ready? You got your dildo ready? You tell us all about it.
I'm gonna fuck you with a John Holmes dildo.
You know what? I mean, you have to cure a dick or they love you. That's all they is. You know what they do? They call
you can hear a fag talking.
So they little feet toes can listen.
Yo, man, that's some faggot shit right here. That's awesome.
Yeah, they laughing. This is a goddamn fag one. They got going.
That's our show. That's our show.
Yeah, they fag.
That's our show.
All of them.
Okay, they're fag. Those some motherfuckers twinking with feelings.
All right.
What up, Twinkie? What feeling?
OneManOneJar.com. OneManOneJar.com.
I don't even
know. Nobody
see
thinking
that.
About what you're talking about, man. Going on with your games.
You guys
one man one jar.
I know. Let's all agree on this. Don't y'all agree that y'all monkeys? Ain't y'all monkeys?
Sure.
OneBoysOneHorse.com.
Horse? Horse? Horse?
Ain't you a monkey?
No, I'm a horse.
We're Homo erectus.
You're only on weekends when I'm in your mom.
You was made in the laboratory, motherfucker. Ain't you a monkey? Your mama, you the original test tube,
like,
baby.
Right, the planet of Gate.
Would you like it?
Okay.
Ain't you a monkey?
I can't carry on talking to you guys.
That's enough.
It's draining me.
A lot of emotional distress going on over here.
We're gonna do some more calls.
I don't know how true hearsay is. You guys made you the original test tube baby. You was made in a laboratory on an island.
Yeah, right. It's about British girl. She was the first test tube baby.
Like Jurassic Park.
Horse.
Hey man, where did y'all come from?
The cave.
The cave from the moon. We're moon crickets.
Oh, yeah, I hung out in the cave all the time.
All right, guys, say goodbye. I'm hanging up. We're going to move on.
Bye, we love you guys.
Really, really, honestly, love you.
I love you.
I want shit face.
I told one of them I might be their daddies while they playing.
Love you, daddy.
Bye.
Love you, daddy.
Jeez.
Wow. God, I thought sincerely. I wound up at the zoo. Didn't know what the hell was going on.
I don't know, man. dude, that was awesome. A milkman, good with the...
with the incendiary comment.
No, the meat spin was funny, too.
Gotta keep it well-balanced, milkman.
I was so hoping they would stay on the line so we could hear the result of them going to the page, too. That was great.
Oh, no, you heard him. Yeah, he was like, man, this old faggot shit right here.
I can't believe they've never heard of that site.
Of course they have.
They don't use the internet very often, do
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
How long was that?
Friends, I've had like 15 different friends try to send me that stuff, and I'm like, oh, no. Not getting me with that.
Milkman, now the one jar, one guy, one jar. Is that the guy that like sits on the jar? Yeah, that's horrid. Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's really sad, man. Gotta look at that one there, man. You'll really be amazed. It's a saddening thing.
Good God, man. Next, we got to send him to Lemon Party. Every week we talk. If we ever talk to him again, you know, we should make it a regular thing. Maybe eventually we'll give him the site.
I tuned in late. Did you guys call them or did they call back in?
I called them. I had the number. That's the first prank of the night, and it was like 30, 40 fucking minutes long.
That was well over an hour. Well over an hour.
I was disappointed in the Blood of Jesus lady. She didn't say anything.
Yeah, I wanted
her
to join.
I felt bad about that, actually. She sounded really old and frail.
Yeah, but I was hoping she'd join in and get angry because they were talking bad about Jesus, but she didn't really react.
No, she seemed kind of relaxed, actually. She was just kind of like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, she stayed there for a while. She's like, every once in a while, she's like, hello, hello.
She may have just partaken in some communion there and hit it a little too hard.
Charlie was a little wound up tonight, I noticed, when I called him in, dialed him in.
I think he was laughing, though.
Yeah.
I could hear him laugh.
He was having fun with it, I think. Yeah. Anyway, IG69, or whatever he calls himself now, is here. Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Son of a bitch.
Alright, well. There we go.
Yato madre. Son of a bitch.
He said a few new ones, Charlie did. He said chinga tu male. He was saying some other ones, too. I got a
little rant there.
She says chinga tu male or something.
Yeah, but he said chinga tu male way, way, way.
Way, way.
Oh, he did. He said way? Oh.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Remixing it?
I guess. It's having fun. He's gonna.
Tinga tu male.
Yeah. Alright, well, we got a lot of numbers here to get to and about an hour left of show. I can't believe how fast that went. It's hard. Like, I wanted to hang out, but they just keep reeling you in with the crazy shit those guys talk about. It's just hard not to.
That was insane.
It's hard. I just want to know their story, too. Like, why did the one guy go to prison and why do they talk to each other? Every night, it seems. How was he? He's like, oh, I'll talk to him right now. Hang on. Hang on. I think they're plotting.
They're plotting their revolution.
I don't know. He's like, I remember. Let me call him in. Hang on. All right.
How did you come across these guys in the first place?
I put a Craigslist ad that I needed help moving, and the first guy called me, and I made weird comments that he was black, so I couldn't have him, you know, come by because my wife was afraid of black guys. And then we got into a big argument about Malcolm X, and then he hung up. Then he was all upset about it. And then he had his friend, the other guy, call in to debate me for like 30 minutes. That was the whole thing with Evil Artie, and Evil Artie said some racist stuff to them too. Anyway. Evil Army was calling during
I'm not stapling, by the way. I don't know who that is, just in case you thought that was me.
Who's stapling? IG? Is that you? Okay, don't say anything.
Gonna pop this one for Carlito here.
Alright, thank you. I could use some beer.
Have we, I missed last week's show. Have we heard anything about Artie?
Have we heard anything about what? About Artie?
Yeah.
Now there's an echo. Who's echoing? I'm gonna hang up.
I'm muted.
Who's echoing? Echo. Alright, good. It's done. Artie, he went back. The cops never came looking for him. The girl pissed him, like, tried to get him scared, but it didn't work out. And he went back for the pipe or something like that. He went back to the Walmart and retrieved the bowl. That's about it. Regulates on here.
If you missed last week's show, you missed the $30 charge on the bad neighborhood.
Yeah, I heard it in the podcast. That was
fantastic.
Awesome.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, Regulate. What's up?
I'm not paying a $30 deposit. It's already done.
Hey, G Regulate, how you doing, creepy guy?
I gotta be quiet. My grandma's asleep.
Okay.
Okay, what's her number so we can call her?
Yeah, let's call her.
Call her, guys.
Oh, man. All right, so we got Greek restaurants here from Lonesome Loser. We've got the Rusty Pelican Cafe, Turkish Coffee House. Let me call the Turkish Coffee House real quick.
Turks fuck Greeks.
Was that enjoyable at all? Was that just way too long and drawn out? It seems like the people in the chat room enjoyed it. I hope it was good.
It was good, but we were getting drawn on a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, but it ended well. Getting them to go to Meat Spin, that was a good ending.
That was worth it, I guess.
Yeah. That made it worth it.
We even got a Maven reference in there, Milkman. Do you like that? Yeah, is this Turkish food?
I'm sorry?
Is this Turkish people food? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, is this Turkish people food? Oh, fuck me.
Tony.
Damn it. What's the deal with her?
That's funny.
Do I sound bad? Does it sound okay? My end? What I'm saying?
Doodoo had a very good idea of a chat room just now.
Oh, dear. Buy their house to build railway line? What?
Well, they're building a new high-speed rail link in the UK at the moment.
Nicholas on Broadway.
Yes, hi. Is this Turkish food?
No, this is Lebanese.
Lebanese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why are the Turks in Greece taking over Greece and stuff? What's going on with that?
I'm sorry?
Why are the Turkish people going into Greece and taking it away from the Greeks?
I don't know.
Well, aren't you people the same race?
Aren't us people the same way?
Yeah, you people the same way.
What people are you referring to?
Dark Muslim people.
The what?
Dark, nasty, ugly Muslim people.
Sorry, we don't really follow you.
What's your ethnicity?
That's not really pertinent. That's kind of personal.
Are you Turkish?
No, I'm not Turkish. This is not a Turkish restaurant. The only thing we serve here that is Turkish coffee.
You're by... what are you, Lebanese?
As I said before, my ethnicity is personal.
Oh, you're gay. I see. he is.
I think you obviously touched a nerve there.
Oh yeah, something hit home, definitely.
I touched the gainer. Oh, hang on. We'll do a third.
Got on.
You can do three and it's not a crime.
Tumalikom. Somalikos?
Me gay? What? Hey, Ted, that reminds me that you're saying maricon. Milkman made peace with KDK recently. I don't know if you heard that or you missed it or not.
Yes, it's true.
They were on the air on KDK show, and they were all. And you know what? KDK said he would like to. Hopefully, maybe you one day call a show, and maybe to have peace with him. I said I would work on it. I would let you know that he was interested in you listening to his show and maybe calling in one Saturday. So he's actually doing much better, KDK. I think it'd be great if you guys maybe did a few pranks together or something like that. I think it would mean a lot to him. So I'm just letting you know, spreading the word. KDK. All right.
Are you guys going to join forces again, Carlito?
I don't think I'd want to. I mean, not that I don't like KDK or anything like that. I just don't think I'm going to join forces with him, really.
No, we've evolved past that point. We're all separate entities now.
Yeah, I think it's better the way we are. We're all friends, and we respect each other. And, but no, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm more, with Phone Losers now, Cacti Radio, and they have their own Saturday show, too. It'd be really awkward for me to be, with KDK on one side and, Phone Losers. I think I'm happy with Phone Losers and Cacti Radio. I think that's our place to be, especially a huge, tremendous outpouring of love that I got from everyone associated with the PLA.
We love you.
Well, yeah, it really meant. I was thinking about this the other day. It really meant a lot when I was going through my surgeries and all that. Just a really, tremendous outpouring of support and concern for me and everything, and I consider RBCP Brad a good friend. He's good people. We talk a lot, and nothing but positive things. I love. Yeah. I think, and Milkman said the same thing. I think we both love being on Cacti Radio. And
I have nothing but love for the PLA guys. They're all wonderful people.
Yeah, they're good people.
Well, it's because we're all gay. All of us PLA people, we're actually gay.
And that's fine. Mm. Nothing wrong with that. And I like Blue Planet also. Ted, don't feel bad. That's cool.
Slip my wrists. Waiting for validation.
The Blue Planet guy. Well, you're not doing any live shows, right, Ted? We're just the Madhouse.
No, but you know who contacted me the other day? The guy who used to, who still runs RadioPrank.com. He just doesn't run it on Shoutcast anymore.
Okay. And
he was curious if it was me who was running Blue Planet, because I think the last time he knew me, it was in the PCU days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So he said he's more doing, old-time TV shows now, on the radio.
Old-time TV shows? Or, radio shows, you mean? What do you mean? Like, the serials?
No, like old TV shows, but he just puts the audio up on Shoutcast, I guess.
Well, that would work, right? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, there was a lot more dialogue and less acting and special effects in the old days.
Right? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you could do some of, Bill Cosby would be good audio only, I guess. That'll work out. Who the fuck is that? What's going on?
Someone is stapling, son of a bitch.
Ted, leave your work.
I'm not stapling. I'm playing,
No, UK Ted.
I'm off work tonight.
Yeah, well, don't bring
your... No, man, I'm off work tonight, and I'm muted when I'm not talking.
No, don't bring your work home. Who's doing that?
I'm on academic sabbatical. I've taken a month off.
Someone's over there. Is it IG? Is that you, man? Stop it.
It's IG 69.
I'm
muted. Yeah, I'm muted.
No, you're not muted.
I'm muted.
Your voice is
get
muted.
Your grandma out of your room with you and tell her to stop stapling shit.
Yeah, tell her to stop doing your laundry. Do your own laundry, IG 69. Jeez, come on, man. Grow up already. Did you do your own laundry, IG 69? Anything? You do chores?
Nah.
Oh,
wow.
I'll do that.
What a lazy jerk.
Grandma's over there sewing his name into his fucking underwear and shit.
I like Greg. I like Greg Yulate's imitation of IG. No, don't do that. No.
Hey, guys. I'm at my house right now.
That's just like him. You remember? Was it a Thanksgiving when he was in the basement? He was like, I can be as loud as I want. He was like, he's all excited. He's like, hey, I could be.
Come on, guys! Don't forget, when we're all old and dead, IG will still be prank calling. So we've got to nurture this talent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he needs to get better by then, at least.
Yeah, he'd not crack himself up when he just says hi at the beginning.
Hey, how's it going?
I can't help laughing.
Oh, look at you! It's got a little bit of humor.
See, we're trying to get you riled up, IG, so then this way you'll have, an attitude, and then you'll be more funny and daring, and then we'll like you.
Dirty Aaron's here on the dais. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How come you didn't ask about the collard greens or the turnip greens?
The turnip greens? Aw, oh, man, I didn't think about that. A good recipe for that. That's, I got to make a list of things to ask.
Call him back.
No.
Call him back. No. Talk
to just to ask him that one quick question. All right, see you guys later.
It'll turn into a half hour thing. Well, no. White man.
I like the guys giving their names. White man wants Thunder us to have and what was the other guy? Dime Slot?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, you see, the white man wants us to put pork in the collard greens because that's his poison. And it's got salt and sodium.
They want us to put pork in our bean pies.
You see? Because King Solomon was a faggot, and he ate the first pig. And he
proved to me that the earth is... Proved to me you've been here long.
He fucked the dog, and he got a pregnant, and it was a pig.
Is this?
Yes, hi. Applebee.
Yes.
Appleby, hi. Listen, I have news about David. Is he there? Hello?
What do you want?
I have news about David.
What do you want?
David was interested in donating one of his kidneys for an amount of money.
Excuse me, this is 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, we have a patient who needs to get that kidney. David, he put himself on a list where he was going to give up one of his kidneys for some money. He was going to get a payment for a kidney. So, we're ready to prep him for surgery. How soon can you be here?
Who's calling, please?
I'm calling from the National Kidney Administration from the United States of America. We're going to send a plane over to England to go pick him up. Man, they hung right up. Nothing wrong. National Kidney Administration. National Kidney Foundation is what I should have said. Oh, God. Hello? Appleby.
Oh, so I'm finding the police, okay.
No. What, the kidney first, please. Then call the police, okay? Please? Can I have a kidney? No. Okay.
I don't think we want her kidney.
I don't know. I don't know that I have anything else in me here for prank calls. I got a lot of UK numbers.
Kidney puncher.
Anybody want to call the UK? You guys let me know.
I'm going to call Debbie Mansfield.
She's not going to answer, man. We'll call her and she won't answer. We can do that if you want.
Yeah.
Google Voice isn't working for me tonight. I've tried it like 3 or 4 times. And that's
prank everybody on a Thursday. Eventually they're going to start just unplugging their phones and shit.
I'm amazed that Charlie hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, I'm amazed Charlie hasn't figured that one out yet. So dumb.
Hey, Armana, who else in the chat room tonight?
In the chat room. Let's see here. Let me play my chat room checking music. In the chat room tonight, we have Juicebox,
wow. And
that's it. No, we have Gregulate, who's op somehow. I don't know how that happened. Lonesome Loser, Nunu, Stallion, AMD, Big Toke, Bone Thuggish, long-time listener. What's up, Bone Thuggish? Not long.
Well, I haven't heard you in a long time.
I know, he's in there. Debo, who will steal your chain.
Devo. Debo. It's my bike, punk.
Debo.
Debo.
I just had mine.
You just got knocked.
He's a mongoloid. He's a mongoloid.
Oh man! Remember when Debo was it? Didn't he wrestle for a while? Didn't he? He had the movie with Hulk Hogan where he wrestled Hulk Hogan. Then he became. Then he went to the WWE for a while. Zeus, something like that. Was that the same guy?
I seem to recall it. Yeah.
Whatever. David 434, Dirty Aaron, who's also here on the Skype. Jimmy with 5 or 6 M's. Juice Box, I could go for a juice box right now. Karaz, Big Maven, Maxa Donkey, Maxa who?
Hey, all right, that's my girl.
Maxa Donkey, who? Max, hang on, it's cut off here. What's going on? Come on, Merc, M-I-R-C. Max and One Horse. Oh, cool. Mikey 129, MSC 3 Clay, Ted Webb, who got unopt here. Let me op him here. He probably doesn't care, but I op him anyway. The N, Tuck. Man, I didn't see Tuck in there. Let me op him also. UK Ted.
Yo.
William 272, Bookapoo, IG 69, Ken Kokanee. Her remains is here.
My brother.
MPSA Cobra and Sporty Board wrapping up the dais in the chat room.
Roll call.
Excellent, man. We got a good group of people in there.
And breaking news, D-Star Poppy just came in. All right.
Amadeus.
Oh, Amadeus. Okay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome one, welcome all.
Waka, waka, waka.
I downloaded that Muppets movie. Is it any good? I dumped my cousin who's with us until Saturday. She's visiting. She watched it. I didn't get a review from her yet, though. She watched it right before the show tonight.
And have her come in and go in front of the camera and wave hi to the audience.
No, she's in the living room. She's not here.
She what?
She's in the living room.
Too shy?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Have her say hello.
She doesn't like you, Milkman. Milkman, I talked to you about her yesterday. You're like, oh, how old is she? I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to hook you up, you pervert.
Well, Tombstone sure don't deserve her, that's for sure.
Actually, Tombstone and her are going out on a date this weekend. Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How could you do that to her?
I know, right? Here's a number in England.
Hey, it doesn't matter, but Maven's got my heart.
I got you. Does anybody want to talk to John Alsop? Call it now before I dial it.
I'll talk to him.
All right, you go.
What's the story for John Alsop?
Some guy.
It's just some guy.
About to get
it's
woken
morning
up.
Time.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, hello, sir. Good morning.
Bring him back.
Send a voicemail.
What
the person you have called is on the phone. Please
what?
Leave a message.
My ass is on the phone. Is not answering.
He's probably the trying voicemail. To, like, the Star 670.
You guys got Star 670?
The voicemail.
We've got 1471. It's the same thing.
God, why you gotta hit so many buttons?
Because we've got very skinny fingers, so we can't.
Voicemail.
Because they're not all fat asses over there.
Yeah, I know. We're so lazy. I want 3 bucks. Alright. Well, we got John Alcott instead. You want to try this one also, Dirty Aaron? Maybe you'll have better luck with it.
Alcott, that's his last name?
Alcott. First name, John, as in Jonathan.
John, alright.
John. Damn it.
John.
John like John. Might not be an answer here. Instead, I will call and speak to... I will speak to Cesar Gonzalez.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Is that the open book girl?
Yes.
Yeah, she's looking for work.
I know.
I got some work for her.
Dirty Work. Good movie. If you guys have never seen Dirty Work, I recommend the movie Dirty Work.
Love me some Dirty
Norm
Work.
Norm MacDonald. Fucking funny as hell.
Imagine how much cocaine they had to have to get that movie done.
Oh, man, they had what's this? That was the Chris Farley's last movie, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Hello?
Yeah, Stacy?
Hold on one moment.
Hello?
Stacy?
Yes?
You got a new phone number, huh?
I did. Who is this?
This is my phone number, my old phone number. I couldn't pay for it anymore, and they took it from me.
I've actually had this number for a while.
I know. Well,
a long time.
I know. Well, I had it. Then why are you saying that it's new?
It's like a track phone,
uh-huh.
And I had to have minutes on it. I haven't used it in about 6 months, but it's the same number I used 6 months ago. And
well,
we turned off our home line, so I gave out that number.
Well, during the meantime, I had I was using the number. They gave it to me, track phone. I got it at the gas station.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I've used it forever.
Well,
I mean, for like the last 2 years.
Well, they were explaining that after 30 days, if you stop using the phone, that the number drops off, it goes back into the pool. So when they activated
mm-hmm.
my service, they gave it to me, and then all of a sudden, my phone stopped working. And I called to find out why, and it said that your account had priority over mine, and they took my phone number. And they gave it to you.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I mean, I obviously was clueless about that because, you know, when I was in school, I had to have a phone. And
well, I need to have a phone, too. This isn't fair because I need to have a phone, too, and I'm at the payphone now, and what am
well,
I supposed to do?
Wait a minute. I didn't do this to you. The track phone did this to you.
Well, they said you made a big deal about it on the phone and that they had to give it to
what?
You. That's what Francis said track phone told me just now, and she gave me your phone number to call.
She said, gave you my phone number to call.
She said your name was Stacy Gonzalez.
I've used this number on this track phone for years. And okay. Just because we didn't use it for a few months and they were stupid enough to give it to somebody else, if you didn't make the payment and it was out for 30 days, and this has been my number.
You don't
for
have
a long
to call
time.
Me stupid. I'm not stupid. That's not very nice of you to say. You stole my phone number. That's not fair.
I did not steal your phone number.
You made a nasty stink with them.
Actually, my husband set it up. I'm going to let him talk to you because he's the one that put more minutes on the phone.
This isn't fair.
I always have his number.
This isn't fair.
Hello?
Listen, they told me a track phone that because I got this phone number because your wife, damn it, she hadn't used the phone. It went inactive. It was stale, they called it, for 30 days. So the phone number goes into the track phone system pool. And then I bought a track phone so I could go to school and talk to my parents this semester. And then all of a sudden, when you activated the phone and you people made a big deal about it, then they had to disconnect my phone line and all the money I put in to activate the phone card.
We didn't make a big deal about anything.
Well,
you're calling and accusing us of something.
Well, track phone accuses you.
Well, I'm telling you the story here. I activated the phone. When you put time on your track phone, you get 30 days. I put so much time on this phone that I have this phone until 2017.
Well, that's the problem. That's when you listen, damn it.
You have a problem with track phone, not with me.
Well, you owe me. They said I had to contact you to get my money back for what I had paid for my card
Well, you're not getting any money from me.
Well, then you're getting this bloody bollocks. That's not fair.
How do I owe you any money?
Because I paid money for the track phone and they gave me the number.
Then get your money from track phone.
They said it was a Stacy problem.
Well, I'm sorry. We're not giving you any money back. I purchased my airtime and I purchased my time to have this phone number till 2017.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't mean anything to me because just because you have more money, just because you have your, are you rubbing your money in my face and your wife?
Your wife is calling
me stupid.
I'm not rubbing any money in your face.
I have news for you.
I paid for the service. I paid for that service through 2017. And I use this phone for business, so I put lots of minutes on it. And I'm sorry. You're going to have to deal with track phone.
Well, I have news for you. I'm not the stupid person. You're the stupid person, number one. And number two, you're not supposed to, if you're using a track phone for business purposes, then it's against the contract. You're supposed to get a business account. So I can get you in big trouble.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, I want to get your information because I'm going to sue you. I'm talking to my lawyer.
Go ahead.
What's your social security number?
You use a track phone. I got to figure that you're not having a whole lot of luck with a lawyer.
What's your social security number?
You really think I'm that stupid?
Just give me the last four digits.
I don't think so.
I'll give you my last four.
I don't care.
My last four are 1732.
I'm sorry.
1732. 1732. Does anybody want to call from track phone? Bubba Johnson, would you like to explain the situation?
Mm-hmm. I'll explain
that. All right, cool. Thanks.
Even better is you're running up his minutes right now on that track phone.
Yeah. Sounds like a Jack Masterson problem.
Hello?
Nah, busy. Busy because it came from the same number from Skype. I can fix that. Hang on.
So yeah, Carlito, Dirty Works was Farley's last movie. He was uncredited in it, but that was his last one.
Yeah, wasn't there a hooker that bit his nose off or his tongue off or something in that movie?
I sent Saigon you bit his nose a sound off. Bite from that movie. It's called "Time to Pay the Fiddler." If you look it up in the email I sent you, it's the exact sound of it.
Oh wow. Okay, I'll look it up. What did you send it, an email?
I sent it to, I think it was Gmail.
Gmail
email address you gave me.
Yeah. Okay. Time to pay the fiddler. I don't see it yet. Just now you sent it?
No, I sent it last week.
Oh, one of those from last week. Okay, yeah, then I'd have to find it. I didn't get to getting those. I'm sorry, I'm a jerk. coming is. What can I say? All right, Bubba Johnson, you ready? Cesar Gonzalez is the name.
Is that all we know?
Yeah, and the phone number. And I'm
cool. Where are they at?
Well, let me look up the area code here.
So are you calling on behalf of the phone company?
Better hunt for the panty waist.
Track phone. Track phone is the pay. Yes. Yeah, Bubba Johnson will be calling on behalf of the phone company. Bubba Johnson
Track
has,
phone.
Bubba Johnson in the past also worked for Bell South, where he traced interrupted a prank call that he was that was going on to Adolphus Cotton, if I remember correctly.
You remember AT&T Security.
Yeah.
We got creds.
Tempe, Arizona area, good sir. Scottsdale and Tempe, Arizona. This is the 480 overlay. That's the best I can do. There's a Tempe, I don't know.
I don't want to get out over that line, man, because they'll like try to give us a Tempe if I can avoid it.
What?
They come down through here a little while ago, man. It was kind of getting pricky.
Go.
I like that you called him a bloody bastard or something.
Bloody bollocks, I think I said.
Bloody bollocks, yeah.
That's from the internet service providing's prank from back in the day.
It sounds like a Jim Stewart kind of thing to say. You bloody bollocks.
Is this going to work? Getting Ted.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Try again. They're probably calling track phone right now.
They're calling track phone?
You have no new messages. To place a call,
that's not how it works. Shit.
You have no new messages. You just check their messages?
No. That was myself. Long story.
Wait a minute. Are you able to change your incoming number or the number you dial out from?
I go over to...
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
They don't want to run up their minutes now. Wah.
Yeah. Don't they get free minutes after a certain time, track phone? I thought you did. I don't know. All right.
So you get charged to be called? That seems weird.
Yeah, I think, isn't it in the UK, your cell phone rates are really good out there in the UK, I think, right? Isn't it something where you get, like, how much is it for a text message? Isn't it like pennies or something like that? Or whatever.
Yeah, it's like maybe 3 pence, so 6 cents.
The hell's that? I don't know. Well, you get unlimited plans here and stuff, but you gotta pay $20 a month, $30.
Yeah, on track phone, it's, they charge you by the unit. I think text messages are like 3/10 of a unit. And then anybody you call or they call in, it just deducts from the amount you have on there. It's really ridiculous.
I can't believe you get charged to be called. That seems so strange.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You get your incoming comes out of your mess. Yeah, I remember my first cell phone was with Aerial Communications, and their big thing was like, you don't get charged for the first incoming minute. So I remember, like, people will call me, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll call you right back. And then I go to a payphone, or I'd go to my, you know, if I was at home, I'd call them from the home phone.
So you may as well have had a pager then, basically.
Yeah. Back when you could find payphones.
Yeah, you could still, it was just like 98, 99 when I had that cell phone. So, yeah, I remember that. And then their big thing was, like, you know, we have true per-second billing. Which I don't think anybody does anymore, like, because, you know, if you use a minute, a minute's a minute. Well, they did by the second. So, like, you know, if you only had if your phone call was 5 minutes and 12 seconds, it took out, you know, you didn't end up with 6 minutes coming out of your pool for the month. It was 5 minutes and 12 seconds, I remember. That was really cool. I remember that. Aerial Communications was a good, whatever, I think I already did a research. They got bought out by Primeco, who became T-Mobile, I think, or something. I'm with T-Mobile now. I must say, they came out, T-Mobile came out, and the CEO, after the whole debacle with the AT&T merger not going through, thank God, and all that shit, he came out now, and he's like, we're going to fix this, we're going to right the ship, you know, we're going to set it, you know, float again. We're going to address the issues. So we'll see what happens. Because it's bullshit. Like, I don't know if there are any T-Mobile customers out there, but back in the day, they had J.D. Power and Associate ratings, you know, for their customer service. Now it sucks. Now you got 30-minute-plus hold times. You used to never get that, number one. And number two, their plans used to be so lenient and stuff, and now they nickel and dime you. Like, Athena went to get a new phone, and we were like, we're going to pay out of pocket for the phone. We don't want to get the upgrade. We don't want to extend the contract. We just want to pay for the phone outright. Because in the long run, you end up saving, and I didn't want to add any more time to that contract. I want to get out of T-Mobile altogether. And they still charge a $35 phone upgrade fee. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, we're just buying the phone. Like, yep, got to pay the phone upgrade fee.
Okay. No, they're ridiculous. Like,
I've been with them for 8 years.
About a phone I had, and they tried to sit there and tell me, I'm like, you know, I'm dropping calls left and right, no signal, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's probably just because of the type of phone you have. And I'm like, you're fucking kidding me.
Are you for real? Wow. That's fucking shit. Yeah, but they're saying...
Well, they have a premium charge for BlackBerry because you got to go through their servers to use that BlackBerry shit. One thing.
Yeah, I know. It's just... I don't know. I've got two... I carry two phones at me, and the one line I'm going to... I'm getting ready to move. I'm going to port that. I'm going to pay the $25 fee and port it over to Google Voice. So I'll have it forever. And,
wait a minute. They charge you to port it?
Google Voice. Google just charge. They just. It's a one-time lifetime fee of $25 to bring your cell phone number over to Google Voice.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and that's...
Like, when I used to work for Comcast, there was never any fees and stuff for porting cell phones to the new number you want, anything like that.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, well, yeah, by law, you're not supposed to charge a port-over fee. And, you know, they're supposed to all support it, but Google Voice has charged you to do it because it's not a traditional. But if you think about it, it's going to be great. I'll get to keep that number. I've had this number for 8 years. I don't want to lose it. That's part of the reason why I've kept it on my T-Mobile plan. But I'll move it over to Google Voice. I'll have it forever. And the one thing that I was waiting for that just got announced a few weeks ago was MMS support for Google Voice finally coming out. They've got SMS, but they did not have MMS up until just now. Milkman, you're a Sprint user. You can get MMS. You can get MMS already since you're on Sprint, Milkman, by the way, on Google Voice. Yeah.
Plus, also, you can get a free switchover for your number directly to Google.
There you go. Cool.
I had Sprint 10 years ago. It was terrible.
I did, too.
Sprint is good, man. I've had them for, like, about 9 years now, and they give you special loyalty rewards and stuff, man. You get, like, free upgrades, you know, you get a lot of different perks, man, and anytime you call in there, man, they help you right away if you've been with them for a while.
Yeah, T-Mobile used to be, I used to call T-Mobile, and the first thing they would say was, well, you know, sir, we'd like to thank you for being a T-Mobile customer for 7 years. How can we help you today? I'd never get that anymore when I call them. They don't give a fuck.
Like, no, they don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit anymore. They used to.
They call a Sprint Premier customer.
You see?
I could get discounts on buying stuff, all kinds of shit.
Sprint knows what they're doing, man. I mean, well, they're in third place when it comes to carriers, but they know what they're doing.
I got two iPhone machines.
One nice thing about Sprint is they own all their towers. They borrow very little tower time.
Yeah,
they own their towers, and they've got free roaming, too.
Yeah, they built their network from the ground up. You got two iPhone machines, is it?
Yeah, two iPhone machines. I could make a car payment with my fucking cell phone bill.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Yeah, I got a Windows phone. Old Windows phone. It's a Windows Mobile 6 phone. It's old as fuck. And I got 6.5
on.
Was
that like
3.1.1
in Windows Mobiles?
Yeah. I just like it. It's nice, easy to use. I got my Android phone. And Athena's got an Android phone. We got three phones on the plan. I think we pay about $200 a month. I think total. After data, required data, and all that shit. Anyway, let's take a look
call
at these
some people.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna look at the request of pranks here.
Nunu said he's been him and Lonesome Loser have been sending in mobile phone numbers for people on the new high speed rail link.
Oh.
There's a big brouhaha about building through people's back gardens, so I think you can upset people that way. An Englishman's home is his castle, so you upset English people very well if you threaten their land, I think.
That's true. That's what I hear. Okay, well, Mr. Francis Fletcher is one of those. So they're going to build in the back of people's gardens. When?
Tell him he has to move out. Or...
Well, they're going to build the train in there?
Move his garden.
Run a train.
Run a train on his wife. Yes, this is the Fletcher residence. Francis Fletcher and the old lady. Hello? What?
You need to tell them that you don't really give a crap about their home or anything, and that you'll burn it down and piss on it.
Well, during the construction, they have to stay indoors.
Hello? Fletcher?
What do you want?
Yeah, listen, I'm calling from the National Train Administration. We're calling regarding the train that's going to be going through your property.
I couldn't care less. Go away.
Well, listen, you need to stay inside. We're beginning construction tomorrow. Oh, come on.
That guy was rude.
I think he wants you to call him back.
I think that's what he said.
Give his wife a golden shower.
Hello? Fletcher? Fletcher? Fletcher! All right, fine. Fletcher, you stay there and listen.
Hello?
Yes, Rob Baxter residence?
Yes.
Excellent. My name is Ralph Littlejohn. I'm calling from the Royal Train Administration. I know if you're aware that we're going to be building a train through your property, high-speed train.
No, it's not coming through our property.
It is. Actually, we're going to be offering you a sum of money to purchase your home, and within the next 7 days, we're going to start construction in your area.
Why are you ringing at this time in the morning? It's 5 o'clock here in England.
Well, the surveyors are going to be there within the next 60 minutes to begin surveying your property for the train that's going to come
through. Why would they come at this time in the morning?
Well, because they have a lot of houses to get to, and you're only going to have 7 days until you have to move out.
You're joking.
No, we're going to give you a valuation of your home, and you have 7 days to gather your effects and get out before the train comes through.
You're talking rubbish.
I am not. You're talking rubbish. It's true, I am.
They're squatters, man.
Eminent domain. Excuse me. Baxter.
Hello.
Yes, have you heard of eminent domain? We have the right to go through and build this train through your house, whether you move out or not. You understand?
Will you just stop calling this number?
No, you have 7 days to get out of the home. The train's going through your home.
Just get lost.
Shut up.
Hey, Jack, have you gotten those squatters to move yet?
Hello. Francis Robin Baxter. Your home is now ours. It belongs to United States of America Train Administration.
And
we're
going to
burn it
machines.
Down, and then I'm going to piss on the ashes.
International Business Machines and Train Administration.
All right, they're gone.
Ask your wife about the train administration. She knows. We run trains on her all the time.
The bloody yaks are building a train in our house. Wasn't there a movie, like a country western kind of movie, where... Didn't some people go to a house and they say, we're building the train through here. And then they're like, we ain't selling. And the sons started fighting. Wasn't that Tombstone?
American Outlaws with Colin Farrell.
Okay.
No, it was Back to the Future 3.
Back to the Future 3. Was it?
Yeah, they had Scott Cann, Colin Farrell, and a couple other people in it.
Wasn't Blazing Saddles? What do you want to call Slavo? I thought last time you freaked out that Slavo figured out who you were or something.
I tell you how he figured it out.
So he's gonna know again. You're gonna freak out again. He's gonna drop your name, and I'm gonna have to go in there and edit it all intensely.
Want me to call Slavo a piece of shit or something?
I don't know. I said I want a massage. Like, we don't do massage.
I missed that. How did he figure it out?
Such a liar. Don't call Slavo again.
Well, I'm calling him right now.
Oh, God.
I'll shout out your real name.
Hello.
Yes, yeah, Slavo. My name is Slavo. Is this Aldred Francis?
Who?
I'm looking for E. Aldred Francis.
I have no idea who you are.
Listen, we're building a train through your house.
Pardon?
We're building the train. The high-speed train is going to be built through your house. You understand? You have 7 days to move out. We're going
stop that shit. Nothing don't go like that.
We're buying your house, but you have to move out 7 days.
You're a bumbleclot. That guy sounded like a bumbleclot.
I was fucking thinking that too, yelling bumbleclot at him.
Save that number.
Don't fuck that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tell him you're offering 2,000 pounds and that's pushing it.
and a hill of beans.
Hello?
Yeah, we're offering you 2,000 pounds for your home so we can build a train.
Why don't you go and stick it in your monkey stick his nose, you stupid asshole?
Fantastic.
Alright, 2,001 pounds.
that's the British Debbie Mansfield.
I want to talk to her caller back.
Yeah, we got MP Sack Obras here. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, hello, hi.
MP.
Hey there.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Cobra.
Hello? Hey.
Yes, hi, the train's going through your house. Will you...
Fuck off!
2,000 pounds!
I'm gonna run the train on your wife also. It'll be fantastic.
I like how he answers hello like he's wondering if it's someone else the next time.
You gotta save that guy's number. He's a cracker.
Hello? He's a cracker. You're racist, man.
Hey, racist.
No, I meant that like he's a funny guy.
Oh, okay. He's a cracker. Well, you the cracker.
You call him a cracker.
Hello? Hello? You're a cracker.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Okay. If you don't evacuate the premises right now, you will be killed by a train. Do you understand me?
Wow, thanks.
I'm sorry, speak up.
Train.
Hey, wait, what's going on?
Train.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
It's a train, is coming.
I jerk off in a sock sometimes.
It's a train, is coming.
Oh, man. I like.
Speak up, IG-69, I command you.
The black guys,
I command of the... Her Majesty's Royal Guard, you must move.
The black guys really didn't like it when I called.
Hey, don't impersonate an officer.
When I was like, "Hey, you boys, you know what? You like, wait a minute. I really like. I was like, I really want to smack you. I want to choke you out. This guy, I'm gonna choke you. Oh my God!
How about the Queen Mother's Royal Guard?
Queen Mother's dead, man. Get over it.
That's the one.
Hello.
Hello. You're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after.
I'll do nothing.
Every time you got up on the black guys there, they always reverted back to put us all in the room. I come out bloody.
Yeah, I know, right? Every time.
Yeah, they can't fight in caves though.
Well, like how they're like, you know, I fuck your mom and this and that, and then it's like, but then you're fucking an animal. Just say we're monkeys.
I'll use a John Holmes dildo on my buddy and then on you.
I want to get to the bottom of what they were talking about, how King Solomon fucked a woman, shaved the hair off a white woman who was an animal.
Yeah, he was telling me to grow my hair and then see what happens or some stupid shit.
See who
shit.
The animal is? Yeah. Laugh Track Matt's on
the started the Freemasons.
Laugh Track Matt.
What's up?
What's up, big guy? How you doing? The other milkman.
Hey.
Hey, Matt. Good to see you, man.
What's up? What's up?
Rocking the hoodies.
Drunk off his ass tonight or what?
He looks it.
Where are you?
I'm wearing my PLA shirt, Matt. I thought you liked that.
The unauthorized Harley one?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling from the train administration. We're going to be purchasing your home and building the train. Construction begins tomorrow morning.
I beg your pardon.
Construction is going to begin on the high-speed train tomorrow morning through your property. So we wanted to make an offer for your home and assist you with moving out. This is Michael Allen.
Are you crazy?
No, we're beginning construction as soon as possible on us before we have a lot of people complaining. We figure...
Don't be stupid. Huh? Go away.
This is 22 Nortune Close.
I'm authorized to offer you a lot of compensation... For your trouble, sir.
Do you know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to get out of your house so we can build a high-speed rail right smack through your living room.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Do you want some Indian food?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're so, they're fun. Like, Frank Collin in the fucking UK is hilarious.
It is. You know, agreed. Matt, next time, don't get the video. Get the, you know, the credits to call the UK.
The overseas, yeah.
Get the overseas, man.
I'm trying to start video in this Skype conversation, but it's not working for some reason.
Who cares? Video. It just uses up bandwidth. What do you want?
Yeah.
Miss Jones.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Jones. Hi. We're going to be building the high-speed train through your property, through your home.
Is that okay?
Hello?
Miss Jones, we need to find Jesus.
Miss Jones. Hello? Yes. The blood of Jesus can't save you. We're building a train.
They're part of the train also.
Jesus, please.
We're building a train to go right through your asshole.
Progress must move on.
Okay.
Put your head firmly between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye.
Who the hell is stapling?
Oh, shit.
Blood of Jesus, lady. Are you going to say anything? You're just going to sit there.
Blood of Jesus?
Whatever, hung up on her. She doesn't play anymore, man. She doesn't get mad.
She keeps it real.
She does keep it real. Too real, if you ask me.
Real dumb.
Niggas love to keep it real. Real dumb. Okay.
Where's that mulatto guy? Where's that mulatto
guy? Yeah, the model.
Asiatic, man. Asiatic people.
The best is still when he finally went to Meatspin. He's like, man,
this is some faggot shit.
Man, this old faggot shit they got here. I wonder if we made it to the however many spins it is, and when it says you're gay, you're officially gay or whatever.
That's the name of the show right there. Yeah. This is some faggot shit.
Man, this is some faggot shit right here. That was awesome. Anyone want to talk to Michael Bird about the train? There you go.
Hello?
Yes, this is the Bird Residence.
Huh? Who's that?
My name is Michael
that's
Allen.
The first guy up there.
I'm Michael Allen. I'm with the train administration.
Oh, okay.
We're building a train through your property. You hear the foreman's in the background here?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so we're making an offer on your home. We're starting construction in 24 hours, so we're going to need you to move out. We'll provide you assistance, a helicopter, and we're going to...
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Your home is, the new high-speed train is going to go through your property. So we're going to buy out your property. Construction begins in 24 hours.
Do you know what time this is? It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I know, yeah. Well, we're starting construction.
I think you've got the wrong bird, actually.
No.
Actually, it's 5:41. Learn to tell the time.
Yeah, it's 23 Shakespeare, correct?
Yeah, we're planning on running a train, and we need your help.
We got a couple black boys that are going to help you move out. It'll be no problem.
Yeah. I think she likes it. She's like,
please hold the line.
Please hold the line.
She doesn't know how to use a clock.
She goes, she thought about it.
At least
that.
She got excited about the black
boys. She's like, black. Well, they did tell us that the black... what is it if we put him and Ted in a room with a black girl? Or with a white girl? She'd go for him?
She'd go for him.
Yeah, it's provided carry him.
It's true.
He looks so handsome in this costume, though.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Is this Michael Bligich?
Who's this calling?
Yes, my name is Michael Bird. I'm calling from the train administration. We're beginning construction in 24 hours. The high-speed train. It's going to be going through your property. We wanted to make you an offer to purchase your home, and then we need you to move out within 24 hours.
Will you just fuck off?
No, I won't, as a matter of fact.
You fuck off.
Fuck off.
Train.
Call him back. I want to talk to him.
Take it away, Ken.
He was being rude.
He was. That wasn't necessary. It's Michael Blasey, Blink.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Leave a message.
Hey, bud. I'm going to go ahead and train on your wall. I hope that's okay. Then we're going to fucking plow down your house, and then we're going to leave another track right over.
Yeah, the Skype just froze on me, so we just got to do something here. Something. Are you guys there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm.
I can hear you.
Skype is not responding.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
All right, well, at least you guys can hear me. Hopefully Skype will decide to play. Nice. Here we go. Okay.
I must say, those of you that aren't on my tiny chat should check out Matt Hillock. He's a damn sexy guy right now.
Okay.
Horse.
I'm sorry. What? In a tiny chat? He's got his video on.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. So.
Me and Matt, I've got a little. We've occupied tiny chat.
Occupied tiny chat. Yeah.
I got something you can occupy.
User and aim. I can't read Ace. Oh, Jesus Christ! Ace Hunter. Ace to the Hunter said they sent a request to prank. I didn't get to most of the request to pranks. That was really bad tonight. We still got 15 minutes of show left here, so we can try to knock them out.
Let's do it.
We got someone requesting that we call in a bank repossession on a 91 Ford Ranger. That is an old car, man. How do you owe payments on a 91 Ford Ranger?
That'll be a good car.
91 Ford Ranger. Matt, you want to do a repossession here? Are you into that?
Let me
tell him we got a repossession order from Reggie. He's requesting the car back.
Matt, don't take your mask off. Now I look like an asshole.
Oh, whatever. If I gotta talk to somebody.
Yeah, you gotta take it off, man.
I can't drink beer when I'm doing it either. I'll put
Reggie
it back on.
Reggie wants his goddamn Ford Ranger back.
Well, if you want to put,
I've got the PLA hat on though.
If you want to do a mask thing, that's okay. You don't have to do a prank call. I'm sorry, Matt. It's okay.
I'll take it.
No, I think a prank call would be more fun than pissing about with masks like hippies.
All right, well, Matt, put your
What am I doing? I'm repossessing somebody's car.
Yeah, we don't have the name. We just know they're in Wisconsin and they have a 91 Ford Ranger and someone wants us to repossess it. So here we go.
Yeah.
Tell him Reggie wants a bag.
Reggie.
See what I can do. Reggie. Is that a real name or is that bullshit?
It's weed.
I guess this is going to go nowhere.
The voicemail box you have reached is full. A message cannot be recorded.
All those repossession calls. Yeah.
That's always a good sign.
Queens, New York. Caribbean food restaurant. Call them and tell them you want a lolly sandwich. What's that mean?
Carlito, I'm in New York. I can call that.
Okay. Okay. What's a lolly sandwich? Milkman, you lived in the Caribbean. Any idea what a lolly sandwich is?
Sandwich? That's young Asian born.
I thought that was lolly. Lolly girl, lolly girl. Okay. Alright, here we go. IG69.
Sorry, to be as deep as you can. And like three layers disguised. I can't drink my beer.
Probably closed.
Probably closed by now, yeah. Jesus Christ, you're making a lot of noise back there.
What's the show's title?
I don't know.
Asiatic.
Asiatic again? I don't know. I think so.
Well, I think it's mulatto.
Mulatto. That mulatto over there.
That mulatto.
Thunder and slant eye.
There you go. Thunder. No, thunder and slant. It was just thunder and slant.
Oh, just slant.
Yeah. Milkman called him slant. He actually laughed at that. Didn't he laugh? He started laughing. I remember. Milkman had fun with that.
Asiatic just means from Asia. It doesn't mean anything else.
Well, I looked it up, you know, and I guess because I asked him if he's a 5%er. He says he's not, but all the shit they talk about is the 5%er shit, you know? And, they call themselves Asiatic. And it's kind of silly, but they say that they're the continuation of the intelligence of the Asian culture that it was passed on to the Africans, and I don't know, man. It just doesn't make any sense.
So what is Asiatic? What does that mean?
I don't know.
It just means from Asia, according to the Google machine.
Right? But then they're not from Asia. That's why Milkman got it. It's like, because Milkman, he's half Japanese, and he's like, fuck that, man. I'm Asiatic.
I didn't know Milkman was Japanese.
Afrocentrism.
Yeah. Is Milkman even on here? Yeah, I think he's with a customer. That's what's going on. That's where I'm at. Milkman.
Carlito, how do you feel about soundboards?
They never seem to work for me. I mean, I'm not against them. Well, you got one?
Oh, I don't know. Myself and the NPSA Cobra, you were very successful with them for quite a few years.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
The Jack Black one especially is good.
Oh, yeah. Jim Stewart had a lot of luck with that.
I really want to make a soundboard out of that Turkish guy and call up his restaurant when he's not in and just harass his staff.
His staff is up. Yeah, like,
I'll get right on waiting for that because I'm not smart enough to make a soundboard.
I want to do it.
Macaroni Grill and fuck with him again.
Romeo or whatever. I don't even know that I have. I got to look in the archives, see if I can find what Macaroni Grill that was. But yeah,
it was Romano's. Are they all Romano's?
Romano's Macaroni Grill. That's what it's called.
Carlito, can I invite my friend for like the last 3 minutes?
Huh? What are you talking about, buddy?
You again.
You again? What do you want?
I'm sorry. You're not...
I've already informed corporate about you.
Uh-oh.
All right. This is, we got a dispatch office for a coal company. Ask for Dwayne or Cujo. Then just royally screw with them.
Cujo.
Security guards.
I imagine either Dwayne or Cujo could be a lot of fun. either them in a coal company.
They're security guards.
Two people whose parents hate them right there.
Yeah, security guards who think they are cops. I think Cujo's like, he thinks it's cool to be called Cujo. But.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a dog's
name. I'm sure he did it. It's a horror movie dog name. I'm sure it's a name he named himself. I'm sure it's a nickname. They just call me Cujo because I eat children up.
I'm so cool. Yeah, is Cujo there? What?
What?
Is Cujo there?
Huh?
Speak up, boy. Is Cujo there?
What?
Cujo!
I say it, this is him.
Oh, hey, big guy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, do you kiss Dwayne there when no one's around?
Do what?
Do you kiss Dwayne over there when no one's around?
No, do you?
No, I don't. I'm never there. I don't have anything to do with Dwayne.
What do you do with Dwayne?
Well... Dwayne says that he went to use the bathroom and that you were watching him through the crack in the door.
Now, we don't talk queers back here.
Well, you guys are queer with each other. Living in denial. Hang up on me. Wow. Look at that. Very, very anti-gay there. Who's making all the fucking noise?
The other boy's balls.
Who's making all the noise? I really want to know. UK Ted, is that you? Someone's making
He was doing something with this teddy bear for a moment, but it seems like it's all set up now.
God damn it, man. This guy, he's not even at work and he's still making, sounds like it's a freaking work.
Hey, Carlito, can I invite my friend for like the last 5 minutes?
Can you what? Knife?
Invite my...
What?
My friend for the last 5 minutes.
You want your friend for the last 9 minutes?
Yeah.
You want your what?
You want Never mind.
What are you saying? Say it again.
Can I invite my friend for the last 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah, sure. The girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We always need more girls around to make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Get her on the touch chat as well.
Yeah.
That'll make her feel even better.
Hey, Taylor. No. Taylor, what's up, girl? How you doing?
No.
Taylor. She's gone. Oh, come on, man. Bring Taylor back. We talked to her last week. She's kind of nice.
You're a smelly pirate hooker.
Oh, that's mean. Hey, she's like 16, man.
Wasn't talking about her.
Oh, okay.
Can I read off
Snacks sent in a prank request here in Oak Grove, Kentucky. A man named Cole. The idea he has is to call him and tell him that I have had sex with his wife, Jerrica.
Wow. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Haven't we all?
Taylor. Taylor's
Taylor.
Oh, this hat's so big. I feel like a mushroom.
I gotta go to the tiny chat after the show so I can see this hat you keep talking about.
It's cool. It's a PLA hard hat.
And can you guys unban me from the tiny chat? I'm banned for some reason.
What did you do?
Nothing. I went on there.
Banded.
Nunu probably got rid of you.
Yeah, Nunu banded.
I don't know who has fucking rights on Tiny Chat. I don't have any, man. I can't do anything.
Brad Carter does probably.
Matt doesn't have any rights.
No, there's other cats that like do things.
Dark Strangler.
On tonight.
Dark Strangler. The Strangler. Where's Dark Stranger been lately? I haven't heard from her in a while.
She's in the tiny chat all the time.
She's in our chat. What's up with that?
She lurks in the tiny chat.
She doesn't lurk in my chat.
She was drawing mustaches on herself again the other day. Nice. And doing all kinds of wacky shit.
She likes that. Mustache.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right, and I think we only have one request of prank left. You see, this is a problem. Every time I do this, I don't get to the request of pranks early in the show. It gets too late, then they don't answer.
Spent too much time talking to Asiatics.
I know. That's what the problem was tonight. Papa John's Pizza, where an employee was recently fired for putting down an Asian woman's name as Lady Chinky Eyes.
I want to talk to him.
I like it.
Let me call him.
Sets it right.
Who's that? Dirty Aaron, you said you want that one?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Sounds accurate.
Where are they at?
I don't know. Let me look it up real quick.
UK Ted, is that your spy cam used to look up broad skirts?
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. Send me some vids.
Funny, this is a 212 area code. That's New York, New York, man. New York.
Yeah, man, that's by me.
Wow.
They got to be awake, right? What is it, 1 in the morning?
Yeah.
Is there a name?
No, well, it's Papa John's Pizza. That's all I got.
Oh, we're not calling the employee. We're calling Papa John's.
Just the Papa John's is all I got. I'm sorry, man. That's all I got. What? Want to complain still. Here you go.
Hi. Hey, no, new.
Oh, Hevro, I'm upset.
Who's taking this?
I am.
Thank you for calling, Papa John. Our store is closed. Please call back. Cam, and
we'll
be back to serve you. Thanks for calling,
Open
Papa
this
John.
Shit back
Abort.
Up.
Abort.
Alright.
Yo, Carlito, can I call Debbie Mansfield real quick, please?
You can call. She's not going to answer me. I can't call her tonight because the Google Voice isn't wanting to work right now, like I said.
Voice is broken, stupid.
Yeah, and she won't answer Skype because it comes through as unknown. It doesn't go through for her. It'll tell me, like, this call cannot be completed.
You got a crush on her, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Right?
Don't you?
You got some of that
junk. You got any more UK numbers? We can call and ask them about the Republican primaries and.
There you go.
Debbie Mansfield's a handsome woman.
I don't know what she looks like.
She got that mustache lined up just right.
I'll take your word for it. Now, someone's asking.
If you like Freddie Mercury, then yeah.
The AIM user, AsentaThinker, he said he sent in a number for a hooker as a request to prank. I just went through them all. I didn't catch it. So I'm asking him to send it here on the side real quick. It's 12:58 by my clock, so that would be the last prank of the night. Unless I got anything else on Lonesome Loser, and I did. Romano's Macaroni Grill, this is the one where Romeo is at.
This could be the first time ever I've been here for the end of the show.
Good. Yeah, you didn't have to work. You didn't have to end your shift.
All so, right. Ted, how's your thesis coming
I'd really
on?
Love to hear Romeo.
Let's do it.
Fuck thesis.
All right, guys. Enough. Listen, I'm doing this. See if Romeo's there.
Mute, damn it.
Echo.
Thank you for calling Romeo's Macaroni Grill, Montclair. Your screen's speaking. I can help you.
Yeah, is Romeo there?
Romeo, actually. You say Romeo?
Yeah.
Romeo does not work anymore.
Well, why? You know why? Because I got him fired.
Who's this?
My name is Cross.
Okay.
When did he leave? What happened?
It's been like 6 months since he's worked here.
He got in trouble, huh?
I'm not able to say why because I don't know why. So.
Oh, would you tell me if you knew why?
If I did, I couldn't tell you anyways.
Oh man, come on. Do you know him like personally?
What?
Do you know him on your own time and stuff?
Yeah, I know him personally.
Yeah, is he all right?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Can you call him?
Can I call him? Would you want me to give him a message?
Well, no, like, can you maybe three-way call him or something?
Oh, I can't three-way call him.
Why not?
Because, what am I actually
doing? Well, can you give me his phone number, please?
Give him his number for you?
Yeah.
Okay, what phone number?
No, give him my phone number. Give me his phone number. Could you do that?
I can't give out his phone number either. I can give him your phone number.
Well, can you call him now to call me back now?
I'll send him a text to call the number and
can you tell
give
him
your name and number.
Can you tell him it's urgent 911?
Yeah.
All right, because it's very important that I talk to him as soon as I can. You understand? I mean, I really appreciate it. Send him a text.
Yeah, no, I'll send him a text. I just can't give out his personal information.
All right, you ready? You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's
And your name?
This is Cross.
Say that one more time.
Cross. Cross. Like Jesus.
Cross. Okay.
Yes. Please Cross. Hurry. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. I'll send him a text right now.
All right, thanks, baby.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Whose number is that?
Mine, private number. Don't give up my private number, okay?
It's not private anymore now, is it?
Well, no one heard it because I muted it off the feed. You guys heard it. I could trust you guys. Okay. If I can't trust you guys, then who can I trust?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, now don't worry, Carl. You can trust.
Now UK Ted has my real name and my real phone number. Oh, man. No, it's not mine.
He ain't doing shit.
It's one of the incoming Google Voice lines, so I don't like to give it out because then we get people wanting to make stupid fucking Craigslist ads that ruin the show because then all we get is incoming calls the whole show.
Bitches.
Yeah, I know.
We have a lot of problem with Craigslist ads that keep going for like weeks. On a phone show.
That's how the brothers came about.
That's how it's fun, but like, there's one guy out there who just wanted to. He made like 10 of them in one night. It's like, dude,
yeah,
chill, man. Like all, yeah. it's like for 2 months, it's like I kept getting calls. You still have the HP touchpad? It's
like, oh, well, fuck. And then Brad just had to keep doing like, look, if you're gonna do like a fucking Craigslist ad, say the sale ends like after the show ends.
Yeah, or just
like,
do
just
what?
Stop. Just stop it. It's stupid.
Yeah, or just do one.
Shit for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, just do one. One ad. That's all you need. With one ad, it blows up the lines.
Say there's like a time thing to it. Like, say, like, it ends at this time.
Yeah, it's true. Because if you don't delete it, it'll stay up there forever.
It stays up there forever. Yeah, that's the thing. Every once in a while, I'll still get a text, like, so you still get a Mustang? Like, I haven't had a Mustang on Craigslist for like 5 fucking years.
Yeah.
2 years or something. Yeah. Still good, yeah.
Is Craigslist popular in the UK?
No, we have a thing called. Well, Craigslist is popular in London, but outside of London, it's not very popular. We have a thing called Gumtree, which is pretty much the same thing.
Sounds crappy. Gumtree.
They've got the Swap Shop.
The Swap Shop. Swapshop.com.uk. Hey, guys. Well, I'll tell you, we got the number for the hooker here. And we also have, hopefully, Romeo calling back. And we've got two or three more UK calls to do here, hopefully.
Yes, Dragon.
Let me call the UK.
All right, we'll call the UK. We got Richard Broadway. Richard Broadway.
He sounds like a Cooney.
I have no idea what that means.
Cooney. Richard Broadway.
A Cooney? I think it sounds like a coon, and that's a crime right there on it.
No, it's Persian.
Hello, Richard.
Who's that?
Yes, this is Brent.
Matt.
Brent.
Hang on, you want Bob?
No, I want Richard. Is Richard there?
Oh, he's just here now. Hang on.
All right, get him. He's just here now.
Hello?
Hello, Richard.
Hello? Yeah.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak up, please?
Yeah, I can't hear what you're saying. What?
Right, hello, my name is Brent. I am from Camp Like to Know. I hope you'd like to don't. Hello, are you there, sir?
Pardon?
Hello, are you there? Richard.
What? Who is it?
My name is Brent Westwood. States.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Do you speak English?
Who is it you want? Who are you after? Hello? Hello?
Sir, we're after you.
Hello.
Pardon?
Yes, I'm sorry. You must have, since you're a woman, you must not know how to use the phone, so please put a man back on. I don't know what you're talking to. You've got the wrong
number. Hello? Everyone, I'm calling every American person to let you know that if you vote for me, I'll give
you... Who is it you're calling the phone up for?
This is Richard. Ross Perot.
Pardon?
My name Richard, is Ross Perot.
Right, who is it you need to speak to?
I need to speak to every American person.
And Richard.
I'm not American.
No, but you are Richard, aren't you?
I'm Richard Broadway, yeah.
Yes, Mr. Broadway, well...
Well, I'm running a parliament in the UK.
Yes, Mr. What? Broadway, there, sir.
Mr. Boardman.
Sir.
Are you after my brother Matthew Broadway?
Yes, I
Is
am.
Is he there?
There.
He told you.
Are you from the army?
Yes.
No, I'm
yes,
calling from the United States of America.
My name is Andy Perot.
And who is it that you want to speak to?
Mr. Broadway.
Richard Broadway.
Rick or Matthew Broadway?
Is this the first time you used the phone, sir?
I'm not dancing.
Is this the first time you used the machine? Dick, did they call you Dick? Mr. Broadway,
no.
Dick Broadway?
What?
Did they call you Dick?
No, they fucking don't.
No. No, they fucking don't. What do they call you then? Because I've been calling Richard and you're not answering.
My name's Richard, yeah. Right, you got a plump. I'm fucking here. What are you ringing? My mum's house for this time, right? Who the fuck are you?
Hey, let me talk to the boss.
This is Ross Perot.
Richard, I want to talk to your wife right goddamn now.
Hey?
Get your wife on the...
This is Ross Perot.
What do you mean my wife? My wife's not here. I'm at my parents' house.
Hey, well,
put your mom
on
your mother's
then.
Hey, is this something to do with Vanessa?
Yeah, I don't like your wife, or your, I'm sorry, your mother jerking me off, and then running out the...
Yeah, mum, speak to this twat.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Miss Perot. Hi, Miss Perot.
Listen! Hello?
Hi.
What's the problem? This is Broadway.
My name is Mr. Ross Perot.
Roscoe?
No, Ross Perot.
Ross Carell, yeah?
Yeah, some people say I look like the Purdue Chicken Man, but I don't.
You look like the Chicken Man, yeah?
No, the Purdue Chicken Man.
Oh, listen. Who was it you wanted, Matthew or Richard Broadway?
I'm calling to ask you out on a date.
Out on a date?
You know, to go to the movies.
I don't want to go to the movies. I'm married with children. I'm 75 years old.
That's a really good reason to go to the movies with a strange man named Mark Ross.
Yeah, mate.
Hello?
Right.
My name is Ross Perot.
Yeah, right. Were you in the army with Matt?
Yes.
Yes.
With Matthew Broadway.
I left my buddies behind.
Right. So you want Matthew Broadway? He's not here.
No,
I want to watch Matthew on Broadway.
Pardon?
I heard that Matthew was going to be on Broadway.
No, his name is Matthew Broadway.
He was in a Broadway show. He played a queer.
I heard your mom was in a show, too.
Oi, I tell you what, mate. Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Swaziland.
In where?
Swaziland.
Oi, guess what?
What?
I'll jump on a fucking plane if I have to.
Is it because you're a Tassa? Is that why you're angry, sir? You're a Tassa?
Oi, guess what, dickhead? I'll tell you what, you got two fucking seconds, you've had.
Hello?
Yeah, Skype is really messing up. It's dropping people left and right.
Well, no, he said 2 seconds. He probably meant, like, by the time that word finally came through, he had probably already hung up.
Yeah.
He was pretty angry.
Carlito, I think you need to, like, for people that you've hung up on previously, I think you need to eject them from a conversation, and Skype will run a bit faster.
You think so?
That's a bit to do.
Well, they're hung up, but they're still in the conversation, so it's taking up a bit of space.
Well, anyway, I gotta go. Anyway, it's past 1 o'clock. I gotta work tomorrow, guys. That's it.
Right, it's 6 a.m. It's morning. Oh. Let's get the day started.
Well, fuck you. All right. Well, good night, Laugh Track Matt, Ted Webb, UK Ted,
NG69. Hey, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Thanks for being on, buddy.
Hey, Carlito, we gotta play Battlefield 3. You've been on Netflix.
Yeah, well, I know we do.
You guys have BF3?
I do, on PlayStation 3. Do you have PlayStation 3, Ted? No. You suck. What, you got Xbox?
No, PC.
Wii. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll all get together. IG69. Ted's going to buy a PlayStation 3 and we'll be cool. All right. Bye.
Okay, cool. See ya. Okay, bye.
It's been fun, guys. I haven't been on a show all the way through before, so it was a good experience.
Good work. And Ted, the other Ted left. Man, I was going to say bye proper to Ted Webb. Damn it. In the meantime, Romeo had called back in, but it's late, guys, you know? And, well, you know, I did kind of promise this guy do his hooker call, I guess. I guess I'll do the call to the hooker real quick there, buddy. This is it. This is the last one. Romeo did call back, though. He called like 4 times straight. Damn. Yes, hi, is this the lady?
Who?
Were you on the OKCupid profile?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what you doing tonight?
Nothing, I'm actually getting ready for bed.
No, ladies like you, little girls like you shouldn't be up so late.
Late?
Yeah, you know?
Not late.
Yeah, it is. Do you like to kiss? Are you a good kisser?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where do you like to kiss at? Hello? Where's your favorite place to kiss? God damn it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah?
MSAC, I was told to call this number.
Yeah, that's right. I need to talk to you. Is this Romeo?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you got fired from Macaroni Grill.
No, I did not. Who's this?
Well, they called me. They said that they fired you after you complained about me to corporate.
Who are you?
My name is Cross.
Okay.
You made a complaint about me.
I did?
Yeah, to corporate. You informed corporate about me.
Ooh, what did I tell them?
You said I was complaining about your sauce. It was really bad, a Macaroni Grill. It was a piece of shit.
Good times.
Yeah, and then you made a complaint to corporate about me, and then they fired you, huh? I got you in trouble. I'm the one that got you, made you lose your job.
Yeah, sure, you did.
Yeah. So what do you do now?
What was that?
What do you do now?
I track phone numbers, and I work for Department of Defense.
Yeah? You work for the DOD?
Yep.
What's your clearance number?
I'm not telling you.
Who is that?
What's your clearance number? How many digits long is your clearance number? What's your clearance level? What's your clearance level number?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yeah, who's in charge of the Department of Defense? If he works for the Department of Defense, wasn't he telling me who's in charge of it?
What's it to you?
Well, because he's lying. He says he works for the Department of Defense.
What's it to you? Are you doing a background check?
Well, no, he's just throwing that around like he works for the Department of Defense. I say he's talking bloody bollocks.
Okay, so what's it to you? I repeat, what is it to you?
Who the fuck are you? Are you his mom or something?
Oh, yeah, bitch, I'm his mom.
You stupid bitch. Why does he gotta hide behind you? How old is he?
Who are you, dude?
You stupid woman.
Hey, that's right, I'm a woman.
Why Romeo get fired from Macaroni Grill?
Why does it matter to you?
Because I'm involved in it.
You're involved in it?
I got him in trouble. I got him fired.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for you. Because of you, he moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, well, he got fired, and it's on his record now.
Oh, my God. And is he supposed to cry about it?
Yeah, because he's never going to...
When they let you go, did you cry about it? I mean, are you still stuck in the past that you're like that?
I'm getting...
Dude, let him move on. They gotta move on.
I'm getting him fired from his new job.
Oh, yeah, I wish we're fit. Hey. Mm-hmm. Really?
What?
That's awesome.
Do you speak English?
Yeah, bitch, didn't you hear me? Do you not know what the word awesome means?
I still don't understand you. What?
Awesome. AWESOME. Look it up in the dictionary. It's probably something you've never known in your whole life.
What?
It's probably a word you've never heard in your whole life. I mean, I know your parents probably talked down to you your whole life. But it's word means awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's when you tell your children when they do.
Is there a man I can talk to?
Yeah, you're talking to him.
Because
I'm more manly than you are.
You have a big dick?
Yeah, I do. It's fucking 9 inches under my bed.
Yeah? It's under your bed? Yeah.
I shove your girl's fucking ass every night.
Yeah, do you ever sit on the bedpost?
Do I what?
Do you sit on the bedpost?
Yeah, no.
Hey, can I talk to Romeo again, stupid bitch woman?
No, you cannot talk to him. You need to tell me what this is in regards to.
About how I got him fired from his job.
Okay, so what are you tripping on? If he's not there no more, why are you tripping on him? Are you like some stalker in love with him?
I'm not tripping on you. I'm tripping on him.
I want to know, are you in love with him?
Yes.
Are you in love with him?
Yes.
Do you want to sit on his dick?
Yes.
Is it the same dick you want to suck and put it in your mouth?
Yes. I, how many
and
times?
Slap your nose with?
Stupid bitch. How many times do I have to say yes?
I remember it now specifically. Were you the one that we exposed our genitalia to, apparently?
What?
Oh, he probably seen it. I don't want to fuck it.
No, yeah, that's right. He saw it and he liked it so much he wanted to see figure out who the server was, but I wouldn't give him the server's name.
What?
I remember now.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's the time that, you know, that one time in band camp where you want to suck a server's dick.
I don't know what the... Shut up. You're so stupid, you dumb fucking cunt.
Oh, but why not stupid question, bitch?
Let him talk.
God.
Let Romeo talk, hey. You stupid fucking bitch. God, shut the fuck up.
I know. Hey, I'm the bitch that puts bitches like you in check.
I still don't understand what you're saying. You talk so...
I called you with my number that I did not block at all. Do you really think?
What? I can't hear you over the stupid cunt rag. What were you saying?
Stupid. Hey, are you gonna call Craigslist looking for women at night?
Hello.
Hello, are you not speaking English?
Hello.
You speak Americano?
Can I talk to Romeo now, dumb bitch?
No, you can't. Not until you address me correctly.
All right, dumb cunt, whore, bitch, monkey girl.
Monkey girl is big.
Can you hang up now?
Okay. Bye.
All right. God, that girl's annoying. I'll call back.
Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, can I talk to Romeo, please?
What is this in regards to?
This is in regards to his new employment.
Okay, and what new employment is that?
I'm not supposed to give out private information.
Okay, then. Stop calling. Bye-bye.
I don't know, I'll have to call him next week then. Was that the call that I did? I try to figure it out, but she's all fucking being Miss Cool Girl. With her cool fucking comments. Not letting me talk to Romeo. It sounded like he was starting to put two and two together as to what the call was about. He was like, something about, you know, exposing Jenna. Are you the one? But I want to give you the server's name. No, I think, wasn't it? What was the call originally? I think it was like, if I remember correctly, I got put on hold or something, and the girl hung up on me. She just hung up or something. And I was calling back trying to get the girl's phone number. That's what it was. He almost had it, but the dumb bitch over there just wouldn't let him fucking talk. God, fucking women, I'm telling you. Anyway, I'm going to sleep, you know, it's time. Thanks, everyone who sent the numbers, everyone who was on a dais, Milkman, thanks. And everybody, just thanks. Let's play this outro music and get me out of here. Oh, man, it's going to be a bad... Last week, I did the show up until 1:20 like I'm doing tonight, and I was nodding off at my desk at the end of the show. I'm still getting used to the old work schedule, you know, actually having to be at work. And it's not easy getting back into that after not working for almost 10 months. Not this song. Am I going to break? I wish. Back in the day would be, you know, before I started working. Could just take a break down, do another hour and a half of show or so, but not anymore. All right, everybody. Well, hope you guys have fun. I know it was a weird show. First half of it was just one prank call. You guys seem to enjoy it. Second half was alright. Good to see you all. Thanks, Lonesome Loser, for sending in numbers. Try to get as many of them as I could. Hello?
Chris, come on, jump.
Yeah. Okay. I think they were singing Crisscross Jump, but I'm not sure. Because, again, it was the crazy fucking bitch who talks so loud and annoying. You can't understand her. Anyway. Yeah, what was I saying? I don't know. I'm out of here. Good night, everybody. MadhouseLive.com.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we just came through to check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying, us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here. Feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Hit me.
Play another of the new Jim Stewart pranks right now. Listen to that. Hope you'll enjoy this one.
Hello?
Hello, I was not finished with you.
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Hello, can I help?
Yeah, yeah, how are you, you bloody idiot?
Sorry?
I said, how are you, you bloody idiot?
Are you feeling alright, mate?
No, I'm feeling a bit dizzy, actually. How about
I think you got the wrong number, mate.
No, I have the right number.
Hello?
Hello, yes, what's wrong with you?
Fucking arsehole.
You son of an owl.
You're a fucking arsehole, you are.
Why do you swear to me, you idiot?
Because you're a fucking arsehole.
Your mother's an arsehole.
Your fucking mother's a bumhole.
How does that work?
Fuck off, you fucking wanker.
Fuck you.
Go wank your fucking cock on your head, you fucking wanker.
I'd rather wank it to you.
You fucking desperate fucker.
What donkey?
Your fucking mum, the donkey, the bitch in it, up her ass. Go fuck her, go on.
Yeah,
your
okay.
Mum's a donkey and you're the fucking...
Your mother's a pony.
Ah, you're fucking funny. Ha ha ha.
Pony,
ha,
pony.
I can't stop fucking laughing. Ha ha ha.
Pony, pony.
What?
Pony.
The fuck you on about, you prick?
Pony.
So what about it? Go shove your head up a pony's ass. Your mum's ass, the pony.
Your mother's a pony.
Tum jao apni maa ke sir mein apna sir, apni maa ki gaand mein apna sir do.
Let me talk with your friend, please.
Ye baat suni. Ye baat suni tumne.
Let me talk to them. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand your bloody language.
You're a bastard. That's why you're a fucking Bengali, aren't you? You fucking fishy fucker.
Why, yeah.
You're a Bengali, aren't you, fishy fucker?
Why are you whispering to me?
You know what you call Bengali? You call them fish.
I'm going to play this to your customers in Aylesbury.
Not play with the fuck you want to whoever the fuck you want, you waste man.
Record your mother.
Back in 1 second, yeah, ring me back in 1 second.
No. I'm not going to ring back in 1 second. How can I ring back in the 1 second? Idiot.
Texas?
Yes, it's me again.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I've got both lines.
You've got both lines?
Yeah.
So? What do you want?
So what? I'm just going to...
I've got another line as well that you haven't got the number to.
I don't have that number. I see.
Yeah, you'll never get that. Exactly, you won't get that number.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, hold on then. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, my name is Romeo.
What do you mean?
Your mum needs a fucking cock or something. Is that what your problem is?
I think your mother needs a good cock.
Yeah, but you are the one who's fucking ringing, isn't it? So obviously you're fucking either your fucking wife or your sister or your daughter. Your mum needs a fucking cock.
Yeah, I was
you fucking keep ringing the baby.
No, actually, I was calling because I'd like to speak to your mother and give her a bit of cock.
Yeah, that's what you fucking need, you son of a bitch. And what you keep fucking ringing up for? What good is that doing to you?
I'll tell you if you listen. If you shut up and listen, I'll tell you.
What?
Okay, I'd like to come in and have sex with your mother.
Yeah, well, that's what I would like to come in and fucking fuck your mum from the backside and open her fucking backside hole, yeah? Because she probably takes white braces up there all the time. She never had a proper cock. I've got a few people here that need fucking give her a good cock, yeah?
Yeah?
people here are courting and loving her, yeah? They fucking shag donkeys, yeah?
Yeah.
And they fucking... They'll give your mum a proper fucking bath and she'll remember it. And then your mum will fucking be pregnant with it and she'll have a donkey son.
Shut up, you idiot. Do you even know what you're saying?
Bitch, you proper cunt.
Idiot.
Yeah, fucking, yeah.
You talk rubbish. You talk absolute rubbish.
That's what you fucking need.
You rubbish.
Police is on the line anyway.
Yeah, let me talk with
them.
They're
checking you now, my son. Yeah, they'll be on the line. They're checking you now. Keep on the line, yeah?
Did you tell them that your mother's backside hole was a dirty one?
Are they checking you? No. Hello.
Hello, yeah?
Keep on the line, yeah. Actually.
Yes, I've hijacked all three now.
Well, I've got another two, my friend. So you
no, you don't. You are a lying... You are a lying Ulukapata.
You've got four lines here, my friend. You need to You need to redial again and check your fucking circumstances properly, yeah? Because
but no.
You don't even know fuck all, because we've done that last year. We've got digital lines now.
Oh.
So it doesn't have really bother us. We're getting all the calls in anyway.
But right? I can make so 10, I can make 10 lines.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We can. It doesn't bother us. We're getting the jobs through anyway. So it doesn't really bother us.
But you get less jobs this way.
Yeah. We don't get less jobs. Yeah, of course. Are still coming in.
Bollocks. Absolute rubbish.
What do you want?
Why, that's extremely rude for you to...
What is it you want? I got people like you phoning me every night, right?
I want to send you. I want to send you a taxi, do you understand?
A taxi?
Yes, a taxi. Don't scream at me, you idiot.
I don't want a taxi. I never ordered a taxi.
I don't care about that. I'm going to send you one. Do you understand?
You're going to send me a taxi?
Yes, I'm going to send you a taxi for absolutely no reason whatsoever, simply because I have the ability to do so.
Well, go and do it then.
Yeah, I'm going to, and it's going to be there in 15 minutes. And when it gets there, I'm going to send you another one. And when that one's gone, I'm going to call up another
taxi
company.
Shut up, you idiot.
You shut up, you idiot.
What's
wrong with you?
Go back to India where you come from.
I'm not from India.